information about Presto, call now. 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
O.J. Simpson, jailed in Las Vegas.
He was taken into custody, and it was without incident.
President Bush chooses attorney general nominee.
He's quite conservative, but he is well-respected.
Healthcare prescription from Hillary Clinton.
Clearly, she's looking ahead to the general election.
And the Emmy goes to...
The Sopranos!
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. O.J. Simpson wakes up this morning behind bars in Las Vegas. His latest trouble, an alleged hotel room break-in that was caught on tape. A tape that's been posted on TMZ.com.
They are very serious felonies.
And Police Captain James Dillon says the charges carry major penalties if Simpson goes to trial and is convicted.
They range from robbery with a deadly weapon from 2 to 30 years, and that's for each count, to the other charges from 1 to 6 years.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman in Las Vegas with more on what the high-profile defendant is saying.
In a newspaper interview, Simpson said that he and a group of friends went to a Las Vegas hotel room to carry out what he called a sting operation to reclaim items from two sports memorabilia dealers that belonged to him, but said no guns were involved. The dealers, however, told police that guns were displayed.
The guns didn't bother me, the thugs didn't bother me. I was just so startled by O.J. Being there that's the thing that got to me.
Sports collector Bruce Fromung was in the room when the alleged break-in went down.
O.J. was the last person I was expecting to see, and when I saw him, I was just thinking, O.J., how can you be this stupid?
Simpson's lawyer says he'll vigorously fight the charges and says the case is defensible because of conflicting witness statements. Look for President Bush to announce his choice for attorney general in a few hours. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, who's it going to be?
Steve, he's retired New York federal court judge Michael Mulcahy, known as a law and order conservative. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen says the White House clearly hopes now that Mulcahy's resume, including 19 years on the federal bench, will help avoid a confirmation fight.
He's what one attorney in New York called a judge's judge with experience in handling terror-related issues and cases.
Now, some conservatives give the choice mixed reviews. Judiciary Committee Democrat Charles Schumer praises Mulcahy. Following controversies involving former Attorney General Gonzalez, President Bush will urge the Senate to move quickly on the Mukasey nomination. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
13 years after her failed attempt to overhaul the health care system, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton today unveils a plan that promises health care to everyone. A wide-ranging $110 million proposal that would require all Americans to carry insurance with federal subsidies to help reduce costs. Mike Allen of Politico.com.
Senator Clinton learned from the debacle she had before. This plan almost sounds Republican. It emphasizes how it helps small business. It emphasizes tax credits and talks about choice for the consumer.
Starting today, one major city greatly expands health care to residents who are uninsured.
At this medical clinic, hundreds of San Francisco residents living below the poverty line get free comprehensive health care. There are now 22 such clinics in the city.
We put in place something that no other city in the U.S. history has ever accomplished.
San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom says the plan is to offer care to all the city's uninsured at the first of the year. A mandate requiring employers not offering health insurance contribute a set amount to health care faces a legal challenge. Margie Schaefer, CBS News, San Francisco.
A United Auto Workers official says his members were this close to going on strike against General Motors Friday night before cooler heads prevailed and talks continued. Since then, it appears there has been some progress after a marathon session that ended in the middle of the night. 35-year GM vet Bob Glowinski.
Save your money. If we have to go out, we have to go out. I'm hoping not.
And talks resume in a few hours. One of the top American contracting firms working in Iraq has had its license pulled by the country's Interior Ministry. Employees from the security firm Blackwater USA are...
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. They did it again. The Broncos nearly gave us all heart attacks as they beat the Raiders 23-20 in overtime. Here's Broncos safety John Lynch.
You know, I think the exciting thing is how much room for improvement there is with this team. We just don't know how good we are right now. And as soon as we figure that out, we'll start, blowing people away.
The victory put Denver at 2-0 on the season and handed the Raiders, who are 0-2, their 11th straight loss overall. Former Coloradan Dana Perino steps into the shoes of Tony Snow today. Perino takes over as White House press secretary. Snow resigned for financial reasons. Sprint Nextel introducing a new device aimed at overcoming poor signal quality inside homes and buildings. The device will operate over the Internet as well as wireless networks. It's being sold starting today in stores in Denver and in Indianapolis. Former President Clinton is in the metro area today. The Aurora Economic Development Council is Clinton's first stop. He'll talk about leadership in the 21st century. Then he'll head up to Boulder for a campaign fundraiser for his wife, Hillary. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. Well, traffic's already getting busy for your downtown ride right now. Only about 10 minutes from the DTC. C-470 running clear. No issues for 225 or I-70. Just expect wet conditions in the high country and a closure westbound between Newcastle and Silt. That was due to a mudslide. You can use US 6 as your alternate. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy with scattered storms throughout the day and into the evening.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
Southern Hospitality and all the Southern Bells down there, though. I'll tell you what.
The hospitality is great.
And the food. I love the food down there.
You know, I don't know how many people, visit, like, real Southern states like that. But they're not shy about pouring a stiff cocktail.
I noticed that. It was, you like, know? Everything was up to the rim and then just a splash, right, or whatever the mixer was.
Right. That's really, I think, the heart and soul of Southern Hospitality. But it's great to have you back. I'm going to be here all day today sitting in for Jay. Jay comes back tomorrow. So he's also having a few days off, and then I go back to my cubby hole over here in Los Angeles. Hey, the other thing, John Turk, that I forgot to ask you, and I'll just put it out there today, right here to the audience on AM 760 Denver's Progressive Talk, and they could either text me at am760.net or call me at 303-713-7600. And that's I'm going to be out visiting in a few weeks, and I want to get the last. I was there on business, like, for a real short trip a couple weeks ago, and I went to a restaurant with a friend, and I told you about this the other day. Was not very impressed, right? Although the first time I went there, I had like this incredible steak and the seafood thing they do for you at the, I think it's called the Broker, right? Or the stockbroker, something like that. But if anybody has any suggestions for, like, a great, you know, a place where I could get a great steak while I'm out there next, give me a call and let me know, or text me or something. I don't want to get in the habit, although this is what I always do. I'll get into the habit, you know, when I find something that I like, I'll go back over and over and over again. And then especially, you know, if it's a steak place, I'll order the exact same meal over and over again. I don't want to do this time. Next time I go to Denver, which is going to be a few weeks, I'm going to visit a friend over there. I want to, try another steakhouse. So I'm expanding my parameters just a little bit.
So I'll suggest Del Frisco's when you come into town, Mario.
Del Frisco's?
Yes.
See, nobody even brought that up to me. Where is that?
It's here in the tech center, close to work.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, there's a ton of good steakhouses out there, but my personal favorite in town, Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's. Okay, well, I'm putting that on the list. So I'll put that on the list. And do they have a bar, I suppose?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I should add that. Full bar very necessary.
That's necessary.
Yeah, just in case, you know. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. I had a huge weekend. We are going to get to some news stories today, by the way. Things are popping all over. O.J. Simpson is busted again. And he's not even saying he's completely innocent, which is wild. He got arrested. He says he was retrieving stuff that was stolen from him because he can't trust the cops. Like, apparently, when O.J. calls the cops, they don't come running. And so he went to get some stuff to strong-arm stuff that he believes was stolen from him. And there's conflicting reports on whether he actually used a gun or not. Or he used a gun, but how it was used. Maybe that's the fine line that the defense is going to walk with the jury. So if you haven't had enough of O.J. in your life, here's certainly an opportunity to, run the O.J., gamut. I've only been on talk radio for, actually in November it's going to be 2 years. So I'm running around my 2 year anniversary. So I never got to be on the radio during an O.J. frenzy. So here's now, who would have thought? Yeah, who would have thought I would have, everybody would have thought I missed that. But here we go. So you could give me your O.J. calls as well. And then Sally Fields last night gets censored by Fox. Fox did the Emmys last night, which I missed. And I wish I had seen it. I heard, though, that Ryan Seacrest, like, what I'm reading is that Ryan Seacrest bombed, and that's really, I feel really bad about that, because I like Ryan Seacrest. I work in, like right now, I'm in the Clear Channel Studios in Burbank. And Ryan Seacrest, works in what we call this cluster. And so I've seen him a few times. Very few people work as hard as Ryan Seacrest, so I'm sorry to hear he bombed, but I guess it turns out he can't do everything right. Mick in Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning. Buenos dias, hermano.
Buenos dias. How are you this morning?
Okay, not too bad, not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to you since Jay's been on his hiatus here, and you're doing a very good job.
Thank you.
Good to be able to touch base with SoCal through you, man.
Thank you. Well, we always got a lot going on over here, too.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'll be getting out there in a few months, hopefully. Listen, I wanted to give you the name of the best.
Okay.
No offense to what Mr. Turk told you, but the best place out here is...
I pulled up my computer screen so I could type it right into my word processor.
Oh, okay. All right.
Go ahead.
All right. It's called Emil Lean's.
What?
I'll spell it for you. It's Emil, like the name E-M-I-L, like...
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And then L-E-N-E-S, apostrophe S. Which basically is Emil and Eileen, I believe, his wife.
Ah, I see.
And they grow their own beef rather than the other places here in town that,
And do they grow it in the state there?
They grow it. They grow, well, I believe they grow it either here or Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
Not exactly sure, but they've got plenty of pictures of the past kings and queens that have gone through their fine establishment there that they've grown themselves. And it's not in town, but it's not that far out either. It's on the very, very eastern border of Denver, out in basically no man's land, Kansas, if you want to call it that. It's set out in an open field.
So I need a freaking tornado to get me there.
That's
is what
right,
you're saying.
Exactly. But I'll tell you why the this place is so good.
All right.
When they have the National Stock Show here, the reservations get made like literally a year ahead of time.
Wow!
To get into the place and get a seat, and the reason why it's because the beef just floats off the plate. The baked potatoes are the biggest that you're going to find anywhere out here in the Rocky Mountain region. And the service is family-style service. The people are Very friendly. If you got bad service, I'd be completely, totally surprised. I would pay for your meal if you did.
Wow. Okay, so this is Emily. Now, what's the name of the part of town it's in?
Basically, it's like where Aurora is, but I don't know. They might have have a Denver address. So if you get on and you get on a website, they probably have a website.
Okay.
Stuff. It's like I said, way out in the middle of an open field. There's railroad tracks around. You think you'll be going out, you know, to nowhere. You'll be seeing guys, you know, with hanging nooses or something like that. Like the old West. I don't mean the guys today. I mean the old West. Stuff, you know.
There's so many ways we can take that.
Yeah, right.
Many.
Right. So just in general terms, that's where it's at. And
okay, good. I'll check it out.
I appreciate you being on, man. I hope they bring you back when Jay's out of town and stuff like that. You're very funny, very talented, and
you hit
it right on the nose with all of the things we've been talking about in terms of our crazy government and immigration, everything else. So
thank you, sir. Thanks for your call. Thanks for the tip.
Okay, bye bye.
Okay, I think thanks for that. I think we need to take a break now. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the...
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me. Hair just started falling off. He had the bloody hot spot. He really, really bad shedding problem. She stunk. She had bad breath.
I spent over $2,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays, and nothing would help.
I looked online for excessive shedding.
Breeders linked to Dynavite.
www.dynavite.com.
I put in stinky dog and Dynavite came up. There are probiotics in there, flax oil, omega-3s.
Each ingredient is listed in the beneficial effects.
Within a week, it quit scratching. In about 4 days, I started smelling better, and my husband and I were really astonished.
I can't say enough goodness about this product.
Dynavite completely stopped the shedding.
His ears started clearing up immediately.
Dinovite. She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
Dynavite, Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
Which helps you out as well. Plus, as I always tell you, my friends are out there, so go see them. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Kobe Harris, Fred Lombrado, all the gang at Rockies. Over 100 employees to take care of you. So if you say to yourself, I am not going to go through another winter without an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, then you need to get out to Rockies. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or get out there and see them in person, 63rd and Federal.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. It is 6:24 in Denver. You could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Benny in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
How you doing, Mario?
Good. How are you, Benny?
All right. I thought I'd give you a ring and let you know I've lived here all my life. And there's a nice little steakhouse here on Federal and Alameda called Hoppenbrow.
Hoppenbrow?
Hoppenbrow Steakhouse. It was owned by an old man and his three sons, and they've worked that steakhouse for 40 years.
Wow. And so what do they, oh, you got to turn off your radio. You got to turn your radio down because I'm getting confused. I'm easily confused, Benny, at this time in the morning. So what's your favorite steak there?
I go for the T-bone.
Okay.
And it's delicious. Are the sirloin? The sirloin or the T-bone? They're both great. They're excellent. That's the only place I ever go to eat steak.
And can I grab a drink there too, or what do they got?
Yeah, they have a full bar.
There you go.
Okay. There's a place you can eat on one side, and then there's a bar and a place you can eat on the other side.
But very cool. And what part is that in Denver?
That is in Denver. It's a little bit off downtown. It's on Alameda and Federal, and it's been there for years. The old guy that owned it died. His dad died about 5 or 6 years ago, but his son still run it.
You know what's interesting, Benny, and I've been talking to some people just about some of the businesses in Denver. There's a lot of like the restaurants and even the shops and the bars that seem to be still family owned. You don't get that in LA, you know, except for in the Latino neighborhoods, but like, you know, but even that's diminishing. But for the most part, it's like every, you know, the restaurants come and they go over here. They are open for a couple years, then they shut down, and then they, you know, open up another whole group of other people, open up another one. You know, there are very few family-owned establishments, either restaurants or bars over here anymore.
This one is owned by the sons now. They're great people. They're good people. They feed you good. They give you good house beans, and the steak is just like butter. It's delicious.
It sounds good. Hey, thanks for the tip, Benny.
Hey, have a good day.
All right, you too. And that was Benny from Denver. See, I should have put this out there before my last trip. I should have come on Jay's show and just put that out there and given out my email address. This is working out great. 303-713-7600. And I know that this program does not exist to wreck my diet. So we are going to get to some news right now. Last night, and who do you think, and I want to talk about this specific instance, but I also want to talk about it in the larger context of the Fox News problem. You know, the Fox News service is a major problem in this country. And it's one of those problems that we have to leave. Everything, freedom is difficult. I mean, Fox is the proof that freedom is difficult. Because, you know, I would never censor Fox News. I think that people need to be informed that it's not a news program, though. And because many people, and you might think, oh, well, everybody knows that, Mario. That's not true. A lot of people that watch Fox News actually think that it's a news program. Not that the other news programs are perfect, far from it. I mean, we've seen this kind of bizarre thing happen to television news, where it has less and less journalistic credibility. I think that's overall. But Fox News is—it's not like, you know, ABC News will make a mistake and NBC will make a mistake. You know, yada yada yada. These guys will make mistakes, and you have to re-educate them. But for the most part, they respond. The big problem with network news is that it's become so shallow. They don't cover a lot, and they don't cover things deeply. Fox News is a completely different category. And the people at Fox, the ownership of Fox, came to the table with a clear ideological perspective, you know, that they wanted to shove down the throat of the American people. And when they started, nobody thought that they would be as successful as they are as far as, you know, giving out misinformation and actually tilting the debate. And that is their purpose. That's what they're there for. And while I would never shut them up, because if I could legally shut them up, then somebody legally could shut me up, or somebody legally could shut Jay up. And we wouldn't want that. But the problem is that I do believe people need to be informed what Fox News is all about. And then beyond that, what Fox is about. What Fox has become. And last night on the Emmys, Sally Field, you know, spoke out against the Iraq War, and she got censored. And we'll play that when we get back. We'll take a little bit of a break right now. But if you haven't heard about this, Sally Field last night made a courageous statement against the Iraq War, a wonderfully articulate statement, and it got censored by Fox. We'll play the clip for you, see what you think. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Maric. This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Denver's Progressive Talk. And now, Gina Michaels, how's it look out there?
Hey, good morning, Mario. Still very, very good travel times around the metro area. We've got speeds in the 60s along I-25 through the tech center. Pretty much the same for C-470. 225 starting to bunch up a bit around Parker, of course, both directions there. And eastbound 270 seeing an increase now across Commerce City. We are wreck-free, though. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy with scattered storms throughout the day.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Home Again Pet Recovery Service.
My dog, Sam, has been missing all day, and I've searched the neighborhood, and I can't find him.
Okay, I'm sending out a lost pet alert in your area right now. We'll find him.
Home Again is the only proactive pet recovery network that sends a lost pet alert to local vets, shelters, and pet rescuers to help reunite lost pets with their families.
Hello?
It's the Home Again Pet Recovery Service. We found Sam.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again. Always looking out for your pet.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick, and I pass by this girl. She's got on those really big sunglasses all the celebs wear. So I'm thinking, someday, she's going to regret looking like a bug. Real style is never just a flavor of the month. It's got to last. Like my Buick. It looks and drives beautifully. And years from now, you can bet it won't be out of style. Especially because I take such good care of it by taking it to the professionals at my Buick dealer. Down the Good Wrench service lane.
Can't stop thinking about it.
The other day, I asked for an oil change, for tire rotation, and Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection, performed by a GM-trained expert. So it's Good Wrench and Go to help keep my Buick running as great as it looks. And that's a picture I won't regret.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Good Wrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Good Wrench dealer today or log on to GoodWrench.com.
So many natural resources that even Mother Nature would approve.
Now visualize a very low 30-year fixed-rate mortgage on one of our new McStain homes in Lowry, Stapleton, or Bradburn if you buy one before the end of the year. So you get a home you can depend on at a rate you can depend on. You see? Think positive. Together we can do this. You'll find details at McStain.com. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for J. Marvin at 6:34 in the morning in Denver. Good morning, everybody. So Sally Fields is back in the news. By the way, she won, before I get into the substance of this, she won for her role in Brothers and Sisters, which is a show that I actually watch. There's so many of these shows that I have no idea what, you know, what the heck, you know, and I'm really bad at actors' names. Like when people say, did you see blankety blank and blankety blank, I'm completely lost. Because I'm not really good at remembering the names of actors. But of course, Sally Field's been around for so long, you know, how can you not know her? Well, she won for Brothers and Sisters and got up. You know, the Emmys were on Fox Network last night, and she gave a speech. And in her acceptance speech, she spoke out against the Iraq War, and the brains, the masterminds at Fox News, you know, cut her off and clipped over to the audience. We have a clip here for you, so you could hear where she was headed before she was censored by the folks over at Fox Network.
May they be seen, may their work be valued and raised, and to especially the mothers who stand with an open heart and wait for their children to come home from danger, from harm's way, and from war. To war, I am proud to be one of those women. And let's face it, if the mothers ruled the world, there would be no.
And that's it, right? They just cut her off.
Thank you so much.
They clip her off right there, and then boom, they take her to the thank you so much. The folks at the Fox Network, obviously shaking in their little boots, that Sally Field is speaking out against the Iraq War. I have a lot of respect for her. She's a great actress. You know, I have no complaints about Sally Field, so I don't want to diminish it. But she's hardly, when she speaks out, the world does not shake. She is not a threat to democracy. I mean, it's not like she's the Greenspan of politics, that when she speaks out, people's fortunes tumble. And it's not like 70% of the country hasn't already made up their mind against this war in the first place. And for the masterminds at Fox News to decide that the American people shouldn't hear that Sally Fields is against the Iraq War and that she's concerned and that her statement basically what they cut off. Was that, that she said that if women were in charge of the world, there wouldn't be any wars, or there wouldn't be any GD wars. And so they clipped it. I don't know what they're afraid of. But when the right wing is scared of Sally Fields, they must clearly understand that they're on terribly shaky ground. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600 is the number. Adrian in Denver, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario.
Hey, Mario, how are you?
Good, how are you this morning?
It's really funny. I was thinking the other day as you were discussing the media last week, I was really thinking about that. And so I was going to call anyway. And, you know, I stopped watching the TV. And so, but I did hear that she did get cut off. But I wanted to ask you one question, and then we can discuss sort of the whole right-wing media thing. And that is, I personally am concerned that there's a lack of leadership both on the right and the left as far as, like, people really having courage and speaking up for their convictions, or at least we're not. I'm not hearing it. The guys on the right are supporting George Bush, and I don't know why, and the guys on the left either they don't have, like, a cogent message, or they're just all disagreeing with who's going to say it or how they're going to say it. But the second point was, again, you know, Rupert Murdoch, and this is why I was, and a lot of people were concerned that he took over or is buying the Wall Street Journal, because that's what's going to become another mouthpiece
right.
for their economic, you know, hegemony, I mean, for lack of a better word. I mean, they're going to drive this sort of supply-side economic message from, you know, a newspaper that is really, really, really well-respected, you know, across the world. And he's used Fox News, and he's lost money on Fox News until, I guess, recently.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, I have a lot of respect for the man, actually, because he and the guys on the right have figured it out. They figured out that it's an investment, not an expenditure, to get your message out and to keep getting it out day after day after day. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because they're getting up to gear up for, you know, bombing Iran, and who knows what's really happening in Iraq, whether it actually is a country or not. But the fact is now the talking point is precipitous withdrawal, and I don't know anybody who wants to see our people come out of there getting shot up as they come out.
Right.
And so, but that's, like, now that's the message. That's the new message. The Democrats want no compromise. I mean, and you just see headlines, and you hear
well, the
radio.
The difficulty.
Like, and I'm like, and the, to me the problem is the Democrats almost don't under, and I love television. I love media. But I listen. And I'm like, but that's not what he said. That's
right.
Not what the Democrats are saying. But they can't seem to, like, get it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, Adrian, and thank you for your call. I mean, the difficulty is, as you describe it, but I think, I don't know if you take it as literally as what you said, because what you said is exactly right on. But
no,
with the one correction. The only way to find out what the Democrats are saying is to go to their campaign websites and listen to what each candidate is saying. Because
that's
by the time it gets filtered out, the reason it sounds confused to you and the reason it sounds like they don't have a message is because they don't have the distribution, they don't have the distribution outlets that the right wing has. And so they are speaking clearly. But it's being filtered and garbled, you know, before it gets to you. Whereas we have two different tasks. On the right and the left, we have very different tasks, even though it looks like the same task. The right, when they talk to their base, they have a base that wants to hear one or two points, and they don't need any, they don't expect or demand any explanations.
Right.
The majority of Americans, and especially people on the left, do.
Exactly.
So the right has a much simpler task to
right.
get their message out than the left does.
And so
you can't blame, you know, the Democratic candidates for not, you know, having these soundbite messages because their base expects more.
Plus
they didn't do the one thing that I fault Democrats for is not doing the long term investment until now they're beginning to in media distribution points.
Exactly.
That's been the long term strategic error.
Yeah, that's that, I mean, it's like we need, I don't know, a George Soros or some, like, real big mega guy, you know, sort of on our side to...
Well, but the difficulty is, and thanks a lot for your call. I appreciate it. And Adrian called at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. The difficulty is that because of the way legislation happened and because of, you know, a whole complicated set of factors, you currently don't have a lot of media outlets that are up for sale. And when they're up for sale, they're going in blocks. So it's not like there's not like an easy entry point right now, except for the internet. That's going to change, by the way, in a couple of years. There's going to be a ton of new television stations that open up because of digital. I don't want to like bore you with all that. But just know that for every one analog station, you know, airing right now, there's going to be three stations. So there will be a lot of television shelf space, for lack of a better term, that opens up in the next couple of years. And so there will be an opportunity there, you know, for people who want to provide news content that's either actual news content, you know, legitimately neutral, like old-time journalism, or, you know, opinion-based content. But, you know, but in the meantime, there's also a real logistical lockdown. 303-713-7600. Sally Fields got muted last night. Why is the right wing scared of the flying nun? 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Denver's Progressive Talk. And now Gina Michaels with traffic.
Thank you, Mario. Well, it's been a very uneventful ride so far, so that's good news for you if you're just making your way into work or school. Southbound I-25, usual slowdown between I-70 and Spear if you're headed in toward downtown. Same situation, southbound I-25 from 120th to 84th now through Thornton and North Glen. And we're seeing those usual tech center delays southbound 225 just after Parker. Weather outlook today, looks like we're going to see mostly cloudy skies with scattered storms throughout the day and on into the evening. Only high of 79 today. Tonight, 51 for a low. And right now, looks like we have partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Mile High Harley-Davidson's 7th anniversary celebration and open house. Eat, drink, and rock and roll at the biggest party of the year.
Pep Boys, Jack speaking.
Yes, I need new tires.
Well, when you buy three tires at Pep Boys, the fourth tire's free.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
But, ma'am, it's free. Buy three tires at Pep Boys, and the fourth one's free after mail-in rebate. Any brand, any size, for any vehicle. Must include tire installation package. Some restrictions apply.
Buy three and get the fourth tire free at Pep Boys.
Oh, yeah. Also at Pep Boys, for a limited time, get a computerized wheel alignment for just $59.99 after a $10 mail-in rebate. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
303-806-5317 or CRES-energy.org/events/tour.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of eight costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
And it's 6:49 in Denver. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. And you could text me at am760.net, am760.net. Eric in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning, Mario. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, I got to say, when I watch the big three, the networks, or when I'm traveling, if I read the Los Angeles Times or the San Francisco Chronicle, I'm not seeing the slanted views to the right. I really think the big three are in the left pocket, man. I see that all the time.
Well, give me an example of that, Eric, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Whether it's Katie Couric or Brian Williams, and the way that they portray even the surge in Iraq.
But like let's talk about Katie Couric's portrayal of the surge in Iraq. The right has just been all over it, saying that she gave, you know, that she was great. That, you know, that the left must be going crazy because supposedly they had positioned Katie Couric as somebody from the left,
right,
which she never was. She was never embraced by the left. She never, you know, quite frankly, my opinion about her is that she's a lightweight, you know, that she's, you know what I mean, that she's a television personality, not a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but for whatever reason, the right did this preemptive strike on her, saying that she was part of the left. She went to Iraq, which, by the way, the right-wing blogs all blasted her for going to Iraq the day before she left because they expected her to, like, you know, be, you know, accurate or progressive when she got there. She got there. She did this incredible, rosy picture of what was going on in the surge. She got praised by the right wing.
Oh, of course.
And then... She, with the exception of one last sentence in her final report where she said, but of course you have to keep in mind, I'm seeing what the administration wants me to see. Okay, but that being said, and you just said, of course, Denver, of course, Eric, but that being said, you started the conversation.
I've got a better example.
Well, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Okay. Let me get my better example.
This was your example. Okay, this was, and I'm going to give you a shot for another one,
okay. But
this was your example, and it turned out not to be a good example at all. And so, I think in my opinion, it's a great example because the right set her up to be part of the left, which she never was.
I think everyone was shocked that she did that. Here's my better example. John Edwards is involved in a company that's foreclosing on homes in New Orleans on families of victims of Katrina.
Okay.
And you know this. And, I mean, this has gotten out a little bit.
Right.
You know, he's a big investor in this company, and they're foreclosing on people. And,
right.
You know, he talks about the two Americas. Well, you wouldn't catch that if you watched the big three. They haven't reported on it at all.
No, that's not true. I saw that on ABC.
I saw it on CNN.
I saw it on ABC.
I saw it on CNN. And MSNBC.
But you see, you're stepping over me. Did you hear what I said? I saw it on ABC.
Well, now, imagine if that was a Republican candidate. Wouldn't you see it? Wouldn't it be the lead story for about three news cycles?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. Let me give you. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not.
Because he talks about the two Americas.
But
he's on one side. He's on one of the sides of the two Americas, and he gets a pass from the big three. The media,
Eric,
that most people
Eric,
see.
Let me ask you a question. Here's a quiz for you. How much does John Edwards pay for a haircut?
How much does Don Denver's pay for hair? But he pays hundreds of dollars for his haircut.
Okay. How do you, wait, okay, okay, next question. How do you know that, Eric?
Because I read it on a blog. And
I saw it on ABC, and I saw it on... And I saw it on CBS, and I saw it on I saw it on the Sunday news programs.
I read that on the Daily Coast.
Eric, you might have read it on the Daily Coast, right? Which is, by the way, just to let everybody know, is a progressive blog.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a left wing blog.
Well, it's an accurate blog. The fact of the matter is,
but that's
is that,
why I read it.
Okay, Eric, hold on. You know, we could have, let me just let you know what the rules are here. We could have a conversation and a debate, but you can't, but you have to be part of a conversation. You just can't be interrupting me.
Okay?
The fact of the matter is that that was all over the Big Three. It was all on the Sunday news programs. It was all over the place. And so you brought up two examples now. One where you started off by saying Katie Couric, you know, lean left, and I gave you an example, a clear big example, and then you suddenly said that was a bad example because I was able to knock it down.
Yeah,
now
dude,
you tell me, Eric,
wrong.
You're going to get a second in just a second, okay?
Okay.
Then you bring up this thing about John Edwards getting nice treatment from the mainstream, from the Big Three. Edwards, number one, the only coverage he's gotten off the Big Three is for that GD haircut. The bottom line is that he's talked about a number of different issues, many of which he's been brilliant about. He's in the top three in contention in about five of the early states, and he's getting hardly any coverage at all except for the haircut. And you're telling me that the Big Three are left-leaning? It just doesn't add
absolutely.
Up.
Well, the reason I notice it is because especially when I'm watching either the news on TV or I'm reading any of those newspapers that I mentioned, and I read them all.
Well, you gave me two examples, and neither one of them held up, Eric. And
Chronicle?
I'm
the San Francisco Chronicle? Mario, are you kidding me? The San Francisco
See, this is what you're doing. You're changing the topic. You started off talking about the Big Three, and now you're talking about the San Francisco Chronicle?
I mentioned the Chronicle and the Los Angeles Times in my open.
Well, but we were talking about the Big Three.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and say...
How about Keith Olbermann, Mario? How about Keith Olbermann?
Is he on the Big
right
Three?
Leaning? Keith Olbermann, that's an example. He's with NBC.
Is he
right-leaning? Probably.
Absolutely not. And you know what, Eric? I'll tell you what he is.
He's part of NBC. He's part of their network. Okay, so
he's not, you know, Eric, thank you for your call, but you know that MSNBC is not part of the Big Three. We both know that. I mean, you can't come up with an example. I mean, you've been told that the Big Three are left-leaning, and you forgot that the right started off by saying Katie Couric was left-leaning, but then they changed your mind. You were on the old right-wing talking point. And then in the middle of it, you remembered, oh, yeah, they switched position on that, and suddenly it wasn't a good example anymore. The reason that the right wants you to believe that the media is liberal is so that when the media happens upon the truth, they could knock it down because they've undermined their credibility. The whole thing from the Reagan era to now has been to knock down journalism, to destroy freedom of press, to destroy accurate portrayal of facts and brandish facts as being left because it doesn't match with right-wing ideology. When we come back from our next break, I'm going to give you an example of somebody who the right has loved. Loved! A poster boy for conservative economics who yesterday or last week came out with a book that basically says that the best, as far as economic policies, that the best president was Bill Clinton, and that we're in Iraq for oil. And when I tell you who that was, you are going to freak out. Now, you're going to hear the right-wingers this week say he's a big liberal. Different from what they said last week, because they need to undermine him, because the fact is... That what the right wing, it's not that the right wing doesn't like journalism, really. The right wing doesn't like facts. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. This is AM 760. I'm sitting in for J. Marvin. and it is 7 o'clock.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Now available at Albertsons. Or to try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 weeks, call 1-800-500-1082. That's 1-800-500-1082. 1-800-500-1082.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Voicemail from O.J. Simpson.
Some of you, your things were mixed up in my stuff.
Well, that's a call Simpson placed to a sports collector after allegedly breaking into a Las Vegas hotel room to reclaim memorabilia Simpson claims is his.
You know, I don't want none of your stuff.
Collector Bruce Fromong tells the CBS News Early Show he was scared out of his wits when Simpson broke in, accompanied by men with guns.
O.J. was the last person I was expecting to see, and when I saw him, I was just thinking, O.J., how can you be this stupid?
Simpson's being held without bail on armed robbery charges. Fred Goldman, the father of murder victim Ron Goldman, watched Simpson make his way to court last night.
I guess the first reaction I had to seeing him in handcuffs and walking was that he still had that arrogant swagger about him of, you know, I'm still in charge of the world.
The Los Angeles jury acquitted Simpson of murdering Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. The American public will get to meet the man who could be its next attorney general about 90 minutes from now. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what do we know about Michael Mukasey?
Well, Frank, he's a retired New York federal court judge. The White House points to his experience presiding over high-profile terrorism trials. Nan Aaron with the liberal group Alliance for Justice describes Mukasey as
very conservative, very law and order, but someone with an open mind.
Aaron believes the Senate will view the nomination as a consensus move following those controversies over former Attorney General Gonzalez. President Bush hopes for quick Senate action on his choice, Frank.
Now, the Iraqi government says an American security firm involved in a deadly shooting yesterday is not welcome in Iraq anymore. Beyond that, Blackwater USA employees could be prosecuted for shooting 8 people to death and wounding 13 others. Security analyst Neil Livingston says other companies should be able to fill the void if Blackwater has to go.
There will be some problems, I'm sure, with transferring from one contractor to another, but there's no shortage of people in the United States and Great Britain.
Senator Hillary Clinton is set to spell out a plan for universal health coverage. Live to CBS's Jim Taylor. Jim, how'd it work?
Well, Frank, among the senator's sweeping proposals, requiring everyone to carry health insurance, and if you can't afford it, offering federal subsidies to help reduce the cost of that coverage. Vastly different from the controversial ideas that Hillary Clinton offered up in 1994, this plan stresses simplicity, cost control, and consumer choice. The centerpiece, a so-called individual mandate requiring everyone to have health insurance, just as most states require drivers to purchase auto insurance. That jives with the Edwards plan, not the Obama proposal. Frank?
There's no deal yet, but when auto industry contract negotiators took a break at 3 in the morning, it appeared GM and the UAW were making progress toward an agreement that would head off a strike. Union local president David Green is keeping his fingers crossed.
I know that they've been moving forward in the right direction, and hopefully that'll continue to happen.
Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 6 points. This is CBS News.
Norman. Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Do you know
that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Work-Life Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to myworklifereward.com for details.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. For Broncos fans, Coach Shanahan's genius came through in the form of a timeout call. That call forced the Raiders to re-kick a field goal.
Again, Janikowski from the 42, an attempt of 52. Placement, kick on the way. This one is no good! It's no good, and Denver will have another shot in overtime.
Jason Elam won it for the Broncos 23-20 with an overtime field goal. Interstate 70 traffic through Vail should be back to normal after hazardous materials crews cleaned up thousands of gallons of gasoline spilled last night. A Sinclair tanker truck overturned near Vail, causing the spill. Its driver is hospitalized in Denver. And the calendar still says it's summer, but snow is falling in Colorado's higher elevations along Highway 34 on Trail Ridge Road.
Snow falling in that higher elevated region. Especially in the high country, you're going to find some snow going over those higher passes in the mountains at this time.
CDOT's Ted Hill says it's not unusual to see snow this time of year, but it is one more sign the change of season is near. Two people shot and killed in Denver early Sunday have been identified. It happened in the 1500 block of South Yates. Police say 34-year-old Ensenio Murillo and Jesus Garcia were the victims. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. It's been a great ride this morning. We just haven't had any wrecks, no major issues at all. So we're just seeing the usual stack now, southbound I-25 coming through Thornton, North Glen, and again for your ride into downtown. Eastbound arteries are busy as well, including both 6th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a mostly cloudy day with scattered storms and a high of 79. Right now, overcast and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 05 Focus for just $79.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 05 Focus today for just $79.88 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down their Goodwrench service lane for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 6 minutes after 7 in Denver. I'll be here for the rest of the day. And Jay comes back tomorrow. It's me and John Turk having some fun with you this morning. How's it going out there, John?
Good. Happy Lunas to you, man.
Happy Lunas to you, too. Did you hear about that?
I said, yes, I did.
On Friday, I called Monday Lunas. I was just talking, and I got a caller who was quite irate, I guess, So we won't say Lunas or Martes or anything like that today. We promise. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600 is the number. This book by Alan Greenspan I just cannot wait. There's two things I can't wait for today. And I want to see the right wing complain about Sally Field's anti-war, it wasn't even an anti-war speech, it was an anti-war sentence that was censored by Fox News, because the right-wing talking points anytime a celebrity says something that they disagree with is, oh, those liberals in Hollywood are out of touch, and who cares what they say anyways, and, you know, they should keep their mouth shut, and blah, 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 because they're just actors and actresses or musicians, and why do people listen to Hollywood? Now, this time, they got to say that while they promote Fred freaking Thompson for president. So I just cannot wait to hear that dance today. I want to hear them say that people from Hollywood have no business talking about politics, and now our brilliant new presidential nominee, Fred Thompson. I just can't wait for that one today. And the other thing I can't wait to hear is I can't wait to hear conservatives try to muzzle and poo-poo and degrade and defame Alan Greenspan. So I'm just, you know, I need to walk around with a bib today because my mouth is watering as I wait to see the contortions of the right wing today. It's gonna be a big day if you watch the right. Alan Greenspan's book, which I haven't read yet, and I've just heard people talk about, and I just can't wait to get a hold of it. It says a couple of things, and I've read excerpts. I haven't read the book, but I've read excerpts because, you know, when you're on talk radio and they're pushing a book, they'll send you cuts from their book. Some of the people actually send you the book, which is really, for me, it guarantees that if it's any good, I'll talk about it. I usually when somebody sends me excerpts, I don't read them. As a matter of fact, I didn't read these ones until I started hearing what people were saying about it. And then I had to check it out myself. But Alan Greenspan, in his new book, complains that Bush is a bozo. Maybe he doesn't use the word bozo. That's my word. But he complains that Bush was fiscally irresponsible. And that of all the presidents that he's worked alongside with, because I guess the Fed doesn't really, you know, supposedly work under the president, that the best president when it came to the economy was Bill Clinton. Now, those of us that are in the middle class and that, you know, have businesses and, you know, that are, you know, watch the economy closely, you know, that's no surprise to us. No surprise. But the right wing has always, you know, claimed, you know, staked their claim to economic policies, saying that theirs are the most brilliant. And of course, is it safe for me to say that the right wing hated Bill Clinton? Am I going too much out on a limb there? If I say that. And yet, and they've always, like, just genuflect. Whenever Alan Greenspan would open his mouth. And here we have Alan Greenspan saying, out of all the presidents I ever worked with, you know, Clinton was the best on the economy. And he could have said that, you know, he's out of there now. He could say it about anybody. I mean, he had some ugly things to say about Bush. He actually says in the book that we're in Iraq mostly for the oil, which is something that I've said a few times. I've actually said that I've interviewed economic conservatives, you know, from like these quote unquote think tanks, right? These conservative think tanks. And I talking about oil companies and oil regulation, you know, and energy policy. And whenever I bring up that fact, they'd go nuts. That's a left wing, you know, talking point. It's a left wing myth, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess Alan Greenspan is the newest left winger. But today is going to be an interesting day if you like watching the right wing, you know, contort itself. They'll by the end of the day, they'll be all, you know, they'll be so flexible and so nimble that they'll be able to start their own version of Cirque du Soleil. One thing that, once again, The fact of the matter is that you can't be a right winger and base yourself on facts, because the facts have continually contradicted right wing dogma. Being part of the, let me tell you something. Whether Because not all conservatives are religious conservatives. And by the way, we have like religious, big religious conservative news today that I'm going to cover in just a little bit. But being part of the right wing doesn't necessarily, you know, not all right wingers are, you know, Christian evangelicals, right? There's a lot of right wingers that are, non-religious and that are drawn to the right because of the economic policy. But that policy is a religion. That is dogma. It's economic dogma, because no matter how many times people talk about, you know, conservative economic principles, they always talk in theory and they never talk in example because they don't have any. They don't have any that stand up to close scrutiny, any success stories. And now we have, Alan Greenspan, who apparently wasn't as independent as everybody thought, because now he feels like now that he's out of the Fed, he could write his book and say what he really feels. All this time, we thought he was independent and saying, what he felt. Apparently, it makes a huge, the Fed is not that independent from the president. Or he certainly played it as if it wasn't. Feeling like he couldn't say what he really thought. He said that the Clinton economic, in this book, he says that the Clinton economic package was brilliant. It passed without a single Republican vote. And he said it was brilliant and it was an act of courage. And obviously, as we all know now, it led to the longest period of economic recovery in the history of the United States. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600 is the number. We're going to take a break here. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 7.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
So, I'm driving down the road in my Pontiac, and I pass by this cyclist wearing this skin-tight bike outfit. Let's put it this way, beer gut and spandex are not a good mix. So, while I was driving around thinking about what might fit him better, I couldn't help but think how my Pontiac was the perfect fit for me. It's easy on the eyes, quick, and stylish. And to help keep it that way, I always take it back to my Pontiac dealer and down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Like the other day, they really knew how to take care of my Pontiac. They changed the oil, rotated the tires, and performed a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Pontiac, it's Goodwrench and go. As for that cyclist, it's go get some new clothes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Pontiac Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
Pep Boys, Jack speaking.
Yes, I need new tires.
Well, when you buy three tires at Pep Boys, the fourth tire's free.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
But, ma'am, it's free. Buy three tires at Pep Boys and the fourth one's free after mail-in rebate. Any brand, any size for any vehicle. Must include tire installation package. Some restrictions apply.
Buy three and get the fourth tire free at Pep Boys.
Plus, for a limited time at Pep Boys, get a check engine light diagnostic test free with any repair service. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Privilege to be able to take a couple of minutes to talk to you.
about Rockies. Rockies Autos, where they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and, yep, SUVs. And numerous ways to finance, and the matching down incentive, which helps you out as well. Plus, as I always tell you, my friends are out there, so go see them. Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, all the gang at Rockies, over 100 employees to take care of you. So if you say to yourself, I am not going to go through another winter without an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, then you need to get out to Rockies. Check them out on the internets, RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or get out there and see them in person, 63rd and Federal.
Mortgage rates are starting to climb, so now is the time to refinance at LendingTree before rates go even higher. Choose from up to four offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
An energy study is being conducted on residential homes. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills. To be a part of this study, call Thermal Advantage at 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Ed Schultz.
Monday on the Ed Schultz Show. The mission continues in Iraq, recruiting in poor communities in America. Will it intensify? Will there be more signing bonuses? MoveOn.org has taken out another controversial ad, and Rudy Giuliani is upset that MoveOn got a good rate for the New York Times. General Wesley Clark has written a book, A Time to Lead. He'll join us. We'll take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, Monday at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
303-713-7600 is the number. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. Did I say it was 20 minutes after 7? The focus on the family, dude. What is his name? James Dobson. Is actually they're experiencing an $8 million shortfall. Their budget's coming up a little bit short there. They're having to lay off people. There's, you know, they're having like a, they're saying they're laying off about 30 people. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, is that they're $8 million short. Now I don't know how much they pay over there. But it seems if you have an $8 million shortfall in any business, personnel is usually the highest expense. They can take more than 30 people. But they do spend a lot of money on media buys, and they have, you know, who knows how they're balancing their budget over there. But this is a very big deal. I'll tell you what this is about. Not too many people. You're certainly not going to hear this on the Big Three. Right, you're not going to hear about the Dobson crumbling empire on Fox News. Most people won't understand what the story really is about. It just sounds like another, you know, a nonprofit going through hard times. But it's interesting to note, though, that the GOP, that the Republican National Committee, and the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, and the Republican Senatorial Committee. They've fallen on hard times too. They're having a hard time raising money. They're like they've raised about 30 to 40% less, depending on the committee, than their comparable committee on the Democratic side. So suddenly the righties aren't writing checks. That's the number one assumption overall that's safe to make. And we all play this game with Dobson. We all play this wink wink, you know, game that it's really a nonprofit and that it's really about religion. When in fact, we know by watching that this is a political tool, this organization, Focus on the Family. And now we have a bit of proof here. Because as the GOP's fortunes have waned, so has Focus on the Families. Same donor base. Same group of people. Same type of people. Giving to both organizations have suddenly decided not to give. Dobson is always known. And you could ask any, you should just someday, You know, talk to a professional political fundraiser and give them three or four of the Dobson mail pieces where Dobson is asking for money. These are classic political mailers. That, you know, they throw the God stuff in there and they, you know, dress it up, you know, here and there to make it look, you know, religious-y. Is that a word? But at the end of the day, if you compare it paragraph by paragraph to a, you know, a political solicitation, exact same format. Because it's a political solicitation. And if now it's coming home to roost. Because as the GOP fortunes diminish, so does Dobson. He's always known, he's smart man. I'd be surprised if he didn't know that that was the possibility. That's why he needs to continually push the GOP agenda. Because his multi-million dollar empire is based on that same agenda. It's based on selling the American people that they need to fear their neighbors, that they're, you know, that the country is in some big danger, you know, from this imaginary onslaught from the left. And that's how he raises money. That's how the GOP has done it. However, what happens is that eventually people get wise or they get tired. And the thing that really has hurt the GOP and has hurt Dobson, and watch, it's going to we're going to hear the same type of cuts over at Pat Robertson's funny farm. Whatever that thing is. What is that? TBN. That piece of work over there. I bet you they're having problems too. The whole thing is falling apart. And it's because eventually people get wise. It takes a while. And the thing that has really gotten these guys wise, that really kind of woke up the right wing, really, from the religious right, has been all the GOP sex scandals. And I was hoping to break one today, but I didn't get the proper confirmation that I need to feel confident to come on the radio and to break, you know, and I would say, not that I would be breaking the story. The story has started to circulate around the internet, and it has been on internet radio. But I haven't heard about it on broadcast radio yet, but there's like this huge Florida GOP love triangle murder suicide, you know, sex scandal. It's so juicy that and people are having to restrain me not to tell this story. But and it'll come out. The not today though, unfortunately. But and by the way, it's Dice. Did I say it was a gay love triangle? Did I say there was a GOP congressman involved? I'm holding back, John. I don't know. Maybe I will get courage by the end of the show to do this. There's just one piece of confirmation I need that I don't have. But this is dicey. And when the people on the right hear about this stuff, and as they hear about it, and it's not just one or two incidences, they realize that they have been conned by the GOP. And apparently they now have decided to quit writing checks. 303-713-7600. Is this the beginning of the end for the right-wing infrastructure? What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. John, you said I had somebody. Oh, okay. Dobson got two bits of good news, got two bits of news yesterday. One being that, you know, he was under investigation because the question was focus on the family endorsing clients or was Dobson as an individual endorsing clients? Oops, I slipped. Endorsing candidates. Or was it focus on the family or Dobson? A court found that it was Dobson. Of course, as an individual, he's allowed to do that. Focus on the family, believe it or not, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, is not allowed to do that. Yet they've been able to do with a wink and a nod, completely support the GOP, completely support GOP candidates, completely move that agenda. and do it all tax-free. Not only tax-free, but their donors get to be anonymous because it's a nonprofit and not a political organization, supposedly. But those donors are going to be are obviously less and less likely to write him a check as they did before. And I think that, and those of us that, you know, that work with, you know, within the mainstream of America, have to remember that these people, for the most part, are great people that were just duped. They were duped by a very, very sophisticated group of snake oil salespeople. They were duped by a machine unlike has ever been built in the history of United States politics. But apparently, for whatever reason, they're coming out of their fog. And the first place, and you could ask any political professional, the first place when you feel your base withdrawing is in the pocketbook. And conservatives in America have sent Dobson an $8 million message. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. We're going to take a break now. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great J. Marvin right here on the J. Marvin Show. And now, Gina Michaels, what's going on out there?
We got a beautiful ride across the metro area. Virtually nothing to slow you down for this Monday morning. We have no wrecks. We have no stalls. So excellent conditions. Northbound 225, of course, just heavier now away from Parker. Same situation, southbound I-25. You hit those delays right at Parker, and they stick with you down through the DTC. Heavy as well now on the eastbound side of C-470 if you're crossing Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy. We're going to see these rain showers throughout the day and into the evening. High of 79, tonight a low of 51. Right now, overcast and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Daniels College of Business at DU is where an innovative program called the Daniels...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
Affordable Benefits Administrators in Littleton reminds you to please give blood. By doing so, you may save the life of a child, surgery patient, or an accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This important reminder is sponsored by Affordable Benefits Administrators at 10184 West Bellevue in Littleton, serving the community with quality and integrity for many years. So go with a name you can trust and call Affordable Benefits Administrators at 800-350-0148.
I'm rolling down the freeway in my GMC when this old station wagon with a ladder tied to the roof cuts me off. As he guns it across 3 lanes of traffic, I notice a sign stuck to his door. Professional painters. Not sure if it was the shower of sparks from the cigarette butts or the rainbow of paint splattered on the windows, but it did make me wonder, where are the professionals? Like the guys at my GMC dealer? The ones down that Good Wrench service lane?
I can't stop thinking about it.
They're GMC specialists, and they know my truck best. I asked them for an oil change, four tire rotation, and Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection because they know what my GMC was like on day one. Like I said, professionals. The world could use more of.
Can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local GMC Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
7:33 in the morning. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the great Jay Marvin right here on the Jay Marvin Show. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. You could give me a call or you could text me at am760.net, am760.net. Jerry in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show.
Good morning, Mario. Can you hear me?
I could hear you loud and clear.
Right. People are thinking, well, we're there for the oil, so eventually we're going to get our money back. But if you do the math, it's really a bad deal for the American taxpayer because it's reported that we're spending $12 billion a month there.
Right.
And you would have to produce 4 million barrels a day, and you'd have to get $100 a barrel in order to pay those $12 billion. But the point is that that money, only about 10% of it would actually wind up into the Treasury because that's historically, what, based on revenue, what we get from oil production. So it would we would be paying $10 billion or $12 billion a month to support the war and getting $1 billion a month back. That doesn't seem like a very good deal.
No, it's not. On our end, on your my end, it's a terrible deal.
It's a terrible deal.
Yeah, but you know what? That's because we don't run mobile oil. Because if we were running mobile oil, it'd be a great deal.
It's a great deal.
Because you have the American people subsidizing your free enterprise, private sector corporation. You know?
Get this. If suddenly the $12 billion a month stopped, it would, based on the expenses already made, it would take 500 months for us to get our money back, and that's based on only a half $1 trillion of expenses, and most people estimate that it's $1 or $2 trillion. So we would basically never get our money back based on $100 barrel oil and the maximum possible production in Iraq is sustainable production. So it's just a bad deal all the way around. And I guess the conclusion, it must be more than just for oil.
No. Well, no, Jerry, you know what? I have to tell you, like I said before, like for you and me and for the American people, it's a bad deal.
Yeah,
but if you're Mobile Oil or if you're Exxon, and right? Exxon Mobil, whatever it is called, right? And if you're out there and you need more resources to keep your company going, and you have the American people basically footing the bill so that you could turn around and make profits later on selling the oil, then it's a great deal.
Yeah, for them. Meanwhile, at that price, we'd be paying $5 a gallon minimum for gasoline.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Jerry, for your call. I appreciate it. And Jerry called 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I mean, this is the part that, to add insult to injury, when you talk to these energy guys, they'll tell you, oh, you can't regulate the price of gas, or you can't regulate the price of, you can't tax us because it's, this is about the free economy. This is about free enterprise. And it's free. It's all about free enterprise. When we're about to tax them or when we're about to put regulations or restrictions, then they come back to us and they tell us, oh, my God, don't do that. This is about the free market. But when they need help in the form of blood and treasure, suddenly it's about our national energy policy. It's not about the private sector anymore. It depends on the day with these guys. Some days it's all about the private sector, free enterprise, and a free market economy. But when they need something from government, suddenly it's about our national energy policy. Just depends on the day. Some days they're Mr. Free Market, and some days they're, Mr. I need a government handout now. Some days they're Mr. Free Market. Some days they're Mr. Can you spare a dime? 303-713-7600. If we were actually paying at the pump what we actually pay for gas, Jerry made the point, we'd be paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon at the pump. But they're not making us pay it at the pump. We're paying it through taxes in other forms. So that gallon of gas is costing you $5, $6, or $7. And ExxonMobil is asking that our sons and daughters, our nieces and nephews, our cousins go over to Iraq to protect the pipeline so they could turn around, get that oil, and then tell you that they could charge you whatever they want to because it's all about the free market. We're protecting. Don't even get me started with this. You know, the other day I had I spoke Saturday at a local women's Democratic Club brunch. It was in Westlake Village, which I have to tell you, I don't know if you've ever been to, you know, Los Angeles County. I think that's actually in Ventura County. It's like a gorgeous, exclusive neighborhood. I mean, it's just, you know, they have a man-made lake, and it's like way off the freeway up in the mountains. And I think the cheapest, there was a real estate agent there, even in the downturn right now, even in the housing downturn, the cheapest home in Westlake Village, she was telling me, is a one-bedroom for 1.6. So this is, you know, and she told me there was another one that just sold for 6.6 that 2 years ago would have gone for 9. So this is like a beautiful, exclusive little enclave. And they eke together a Democratic club over there. So they had me come and speak at their brunch. They have a monthly brunch, and I was the guest speaker on Saturday. And it's the Women's Democratic Council of Conejo Valley. And so I'm sitting at the table, and somebody brought their brother-in-law. One of the women brought their brother-in-law. I think they didn't want me to be the only guy in the room or something. Because a couple of the women, like three women brought guys with them. The rest was all women. And, you know, I'm sitting down with this gentleman, and I think he's about pushing 70, probably. He's lived in Westlake Village, you know, since he retired a number of years ago. Not a cheap place to retire. And he's sitting there, and he's telling me about his son who is serving in Afghanistan. And I'm sitting there, and I'm eating my little brunch because they included, you know, brunch for me. You know, everybody else had to pay, but I'm the speaker, so I'm trying to scoop down, these turkey sausages or whatever they were. And the guy is telling me about his son who's on his fourth tour of duty in Afghanistan. Fourth tour of duty. He says his son is exhausted. He told me he might have to rush out in the middle of my speech just in case his son calls, because it was his son's birthday on Saturday, and there was a possibility that his son would call him. So he was excusing himself just in case he had to run out the door. I was impressed he even showed up. You know, but he had his cell phone at the ready. And as we sat there and we had, you know, we had our breakfast together, and he's telling me about his son, and I could just see how brave the guy is being because his face was all smiles and his voice was sturdy, but I could see in his eyes the tears that he was holding back. They were just under the surface. Just barely, but his voice was sturdy and strong, and he had a pretty tight but somewhat convincing smile on his face. And there's no reason why me and this guy should even be having brunch together. I certainly had never been to Westlake Village before. I had certainly not been at the Westlake Village Yacht Club before, which is where the brunch was held. There has certainly been a ton of propaganda spewed out at this guy, especially in California right now, so that he wouldn't like me. You know, my stands, you know, as you know, I believe in comprehensive immigration reform, you know, and so I've been labeled an open borders guy, you know, and I'm vocally against the Iraq war, so I'm a cut and runner, you know, all of those things that have been directed at guys like him about guys like me. There is no reason why that man should be civil to me at all, considering all the misinformation that he has been told about me and about maybe you and about people like us. And he sat there and he told me how much he loved his son and how much he wanted him home and how much he believed that this war was a mess. And that it wasn't, although he didn't say it was for oil, it was clear that he did not believe we were there for any reason that we've been told by this administration. The right wing has to know, and I'm talking about the politicians on the right, you have to know that you are losing a base of Americans that you used to depend on, and no matter what lies you tell them about people like me, it's no longer taking. And the left has to realize that we have more friends out there than we realize. But this is, and I'm quoting Alan Greenspan when I say that we're in Iraq for oil. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. My name is Mario Solis Maric. I'm sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. And now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thanks, Mario. We got a good drive across the metro. Just seeing that stack up on the north side of town, eastbound 270, I-76 to Vasquez as usual. Southbound I-25, very heavy now into downtown I-70 to Spear. And we have no let up yet through Thornton and North Glen. You'll also notice the heavier traffic eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike between Federal and I-25, as well as on eastbound 6th approaching that I-25 merge. Weather outlook today, it should be mostly cloudy with scattered storms throughout the day and into the evening. We'll get a high of 79 right now, overcast and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Want to win great prizes? Make the Ride Smart Thursdays pledge to commute differently one day a week by carpool, vanpool, bus, or light.
It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-SCAN or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Stop collection calls and eliminate your late fees. For your free information, call 1-800-900-6607. 1-800-900-6607.
Buy three tires at Pep Boys and the fourth one's free. Any brand, any size for any vehicle. That's right. When you buy three tires at Pep Boys, the fourth one is free. After mail-in rebate, must include tire installation package. See store for details. Thank you for shopping at Pep Boys.
Attention homeowners, this is Jay Marvin, and here comes the Mortgage Store once again with another great rate for you to take advantage of, 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard it right. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate with 6.0 APR. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171, and if you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up maybe by hundreds of dollars a month, so take advantage. advantage of this special 5.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and they're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax deductible at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage. Hey, they guarantee you're going to save money. Call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they're the guaranteed pros.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
When you were a kid, wishing upon a star was a cute idea. But unless I'm completely in the dark here, you're not a kid anymore. Though you still got dreams, don't you? You got a plan to get them up and running, or are you just keeping your fingers crossed? Maybe it's time for a wake-up call.
Dream Plan Track from Ameriprise Financial. Financial planning redefined. Visit us at Ameriprise.com/dream.
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., number FINRA and SIPC.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I can change the world with my own two hands, make a better place.
This is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 7:50 in Denver. I got a couple of emails I want to share with you real quick. And you could call me at 303-713-7600 or text me at am760.net, am760.net. I got an email from Greg. Earlier today, we had a caller who thought that the big three, meaning the network news sources, NBC, ABC, et cetera, CBS, were left-leaning and not conservative at all. And we started talking about, I disagree with that. We have an email from a guy named Greg. I won't use your last name, Greg. I don't know whether email me for work or what. My first attempt here is to not get anybody fired. Unless they're, none of our listeners, at least. Let me put it that way. But he reminded me and sent me a link to Media Matters for America. And if you never checked out that site, you really have to. MediaMatters.org, MediaMatters.org. And where it talks about the coverage of Senator Edwards' $400 haircuts, and it's clearly documented here that it was definitely on at least NBC, repeatedly, and MSNBC, but definitely NBC. And yet they failed, and I had forgotten about this, so I really appreciate Greg for reminding me of this, they failed to talk about Mitt Romney buying makeup. Mitt Romney has this big makeup artist thing that he does to make listen, nobody looks that good at that age unless they have some work done or unless they have a good makeup artist, especially on TV. Now, do I blame him for getting his nose powdered? And, it's probably more than that, though, at the prices he's paying, because he's paying a few hundred, $300 on makeup per appearance. So I hope it's more than getting your nose powdered. Sure, it's like, some base, probably. Probably that, that strong jaw is probably drawn in. They could draw that in. I used to do a local television show, and I looked 10 times better by the time the makeup artist got done with me. And then the director, Lee Lamont, would do the lighting, you know, just perfect. It was all, and you look great. They do it right. You look great on TV. I'd walk around in the grocery store, run into people who watched the show, and I could see the disappointment on their face. Are you Mario? You know, it was something like that. But, NBC reported on the Edwards haircut repeatedly, never talked about Romney getting a whole bunch of, his makeup bill. So there's yet another example. If you needed another one, if you're one example away from believing me, there it is. So the other thing is that I got this email, and we'll have to get to it probably later on in the program, because I want to go into it in somewhat detail. And it's somebody challenging me on the way the Clinton package, the way the Clinton economic package, the one that Greenspan was very happy about, got passed. People forget something, and this is part of the whole right-wing dogma thing, is that when Clinton first got into office, Democrats were running, the House and the Senate. And they got into a horrible battle with Bill Clinton because they were really, really concerned about the deficit. They had just gotten back. They knew that at that point America was very concerned about the deficit, and deservedly so, by the way. And the reason America was concerned about the deficit was because Newt Gingrich and his band of merry men had been out there, telling people how dangerous the deficit was. Of course, as soon as they got into power, they forgot about all that. But that's a whole different... Let's not even go there yet. But when Clinton first got in, he had to deal with these guys, with the Democrats. And they were pushing a hard, fiscally conservative line. And a lot of the base, the Democratic base, was not used to them talking that way. And, there was a lot of tension within the party. So I remember that clearly. When Republicans tell the story of the Clinton, economic package, they start history when the Republicans took over. But they forget about that first period when Clinton had to deal with Democrats in the House and the Senate, and when the blueprint for the economic package was laid and the first pieces of it were passed. Once again, you could look at all of that as well documented. It's all well documented. And trust me, I don't put down the right-wingers when they send me this stuff, because I know that they get all this misinformation from Rush and Sean Insanity and all those guys. So I know that there's not a lot of acts, and all this stuff is kind of arcane, too. I mean, most Americans don't care how it happened. They just, they just want it to happen. They just want it to work. They're busy. And so I don't blame right-wingers for not having the correct information. I mean, Jay Marvin can't be on the air 24 hours a day, for crying out loud. And so, there's a lot of space there for misinformation to get through. So we'll talk about that. I also want to hear, and I guess I want to hear from you, and in at the top of the next hour, we have this whole OJ situation where he's in trouble again. And tonight on cable news, I don't know if it started happening yesterday, because yesterday, I did my show here in L.A. in the morning, and after that I just kind of vegged, all afternoon. So I didn't even watch TV. That's not true. I watched one show that I want to talk about, too. I did watch one show. There's one show, I have to get the title of it, but there's one show, a new show on TV. It's all about sex. It's wild. We want to talk about that. But basically, I'm assuming that it started last night, but if it didn't start last night, I predict it'll start tonight. The cable channels are going to go on 24/7 OJ overdrive. When stuff like this happens, people will say that it's like a media conspiracy, right? To keep real news out of the media. Do you believe that? Because I don't. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760. It is 8 o'clock.
J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Bush, within the hour, will nominate retired New York federal court judge Michael Mukasey to be attorney general. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen says Mukasey is known as a judge's judge and an expert on terrorism after 19 years on the federal bench.
All of those things are going to help his chances of getting confirmed by Senate Democrats, who may feel that this is about as good as it's going to get in the way of nominees.
Some conservatives question the choice, but Nan Aaron with the liberal group Alliance for Justice is pleased.
At least we have a consensus nominee.
The administration clearly hopes to avoid a confirmation fight after months of controversies involving former Attorney General Gonzalez. President Bush will call for quick Senate action on his nominee. I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
In Des Moines, 90 minutes from now, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton takes the wraps off a universal health care plan that would require everyone to buy insurance. Federal subsidies would help keep the cost down. Healthcare advocate Ron Pollack with Families USA says this plan is nothing like the one Clinton proposed as First Lady more than a dozen years ago.
Very optimistic that her proposal offers a very good chance to reform America's healthcare system.
Aides say the plan stresses simplicity, cost control, and consumer choice. It was a bizarre scene. And O.J. Simpson's alleged Las Vegas hotel room break-in was caught on tape. The tape is on TMZ.com, a celebrity website. Simpson's being held without bail on armed robbery charges. Fred Goldman, whose son was murdered along with Simpson's ex-wife, is rooting for a conviction.
I just hope, frankly, that the prosecutors cross every T, dot every I, and make sure that they treat him just like every other accused burglar.
Police say two men involved in the break-in had guns, but they don't believe Simpson was armed. Negotiators representing GM and the UAW were at it until 3 in the morning. They didn't shake hands on a new contract, but they did appear to be making headway. For now, everyone's on the job, and 35-year auto worker Bob Glowinski hopes it stays that way.
Save your money. If we have to go out, we have to go out. I'm hoping not.
Kate Carl on Florida's southwest Gulf Coast is cleaning up after a Sunday evening tornado that hurled cars and debris through the air and ripped roofs off homes. Bo Stenger works at a motel that was trashed.
We have four roofs that are torn off. Our tiki bar came flat out of the ground. All of our tables out front came straight through the fence.
Officials say only one person was hurt, and that injury was minor. CBS's Sandra Hughes is in Big Bear Lake, California. She tells us fire crews seem to be getting a handle on a big blaze raging in the San Bernardino National Forest.
The conditions are very dry up here, and it was extremely hot, and the winds were moving
very swiftly. Now we are seeing all of that sort of turn around.
In early trading, the Dow is down 19 points. NASDAQ is down 13. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
I'm thinking of a number between 450 and 850. Know what it is? It's my credit score, and it happens to be 720. Do you know your credit score? Do you know what's in your credit report? You can find out right now at freecreditreport.com. How much easier could it get? Log on to freecreditreport.com. It's fast, free, and easy. That's freecreditreport.com. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. Former President Bill Clinton making a swing through the metro area today. Clinton's making two appearances. One is a speech for business leaders in Aurora. The other, a campaign fundraiser for Hillary Clinton in Boulder. Denver's Human Services Department's been overloaded these last couple of months with a much higher number of child neglect and dependency court cases. It's been a wild couple of big wins for the Denver Broncos in both regular season victories. Jason Elam's missed field goals, but also came up with the big kicks to win the games. After yesterday's 23-20 victory over the Raiders, Broncos safety John Lynch says he has great faith in number one.
You know, Jason Elam struggled a little, but I take him over anyone in this league. And we, when the game's on the line, we want him kicking.
The Broncos have another home game on Sunday against Jacksonville. Their season record is 1-1. Skiers and snowboarders may get an early taste of snow fever. Snow fell last night in the higher elevations on Trail Ridge Road between Grand Lake and Estes Park on Highway 34. The snow on Trail Ridge Road wasn't enough to close the road. This morning in the mountains, there are wet roads from Idaho Springs west to Grand Junction. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
All right, thanks, Susan. Eastbound I-70 looks like we're stacking up there. We've got a two-vehicle crash near Pecos, and you can expect those slowdowns between Sheridan and York. Also seeing some heavier traffic now on the northbound side of I-25 down through Douglas County, Lincoln to C-470. C-470 heavy now across both Highlands Ranch as well as Littleton, and westbound lanes of the Turnpike are starting to slow down Sheridan again toward Church Ranch. Security wait time at DIA, 20 minutes. Weather outlook, mostly cloudy with scattered storms throughout the day and into the evening. We'll get a high of 79, tonight a low of 51, and right now mostly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Hilton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get an 05 Focus for just $79.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 05 Focus today for just $79.88 only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
So I'm driving downtown in my Buick when I see a girl in giant sunglasses that make her look like a bug. I want my style to last. That's why I went to my Buick dealer down their Goodwrench service lane for an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodwrench multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Buick, it's Goodwrench and Go.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodwrench and Go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Buick Goodwrench dealer today or log on to Goodwrench.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Theo Solis Marich at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, right here on the Jay Marvin Show. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600 is the number. There's a poll out today. You could log on to it, and the DenverPost.com has it. 62% of Americans say TV is getting worse, that TV shows are getting worse. I thought they were getting better. I'm, like, way out of touch on this one. Only 22% agree with me. Only 22% said programs are getting better. Most everybody, 62%. That's a big number. Say that TV programs are getting worse. I guess the new season started a couple of weeks ago. I haven't had time to, like, you know, check it all out and see what's happening, you know, and try to get hooked into a show, because now so many of the shows are like continuing stories. So you kind of have to get hooked onto them early, I would think. Like, I have friends that watch Heroes. I think it's too late in the game for me to because they're talking about who's got what power, what, you know, all that stuff. It seems a little late for me to get hooked into all that. I'd have to, you'd have to invest time kind of up front, I think, and watch, like, all the episodes on the internet so that you could then catch up. Seems like a lot of work, and I don't have that much time. You know, so I haven't been able, all the stuff that I was watching is done. I was watching Sopranos, it's done. I was watching Rome, it's done. You know, so I got to get hooked into some new stuff. But apparently, most Americans are saying it's not worth my time. That I should, you know, I don't know, not watch TV. The sample only had a 3-point margin of error. When you're at 62%, that's nothing. The older people get, the less they like TV. People are saying it's just all about, well, maybe this is the difference. Maybe people are saying it's all about sex, 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 sex. I don't know. I hadn't noticed that. So 1,200 adults were polled just last week. So 28% of the Americans say they'd like to see more news on television, compared with 17% that had said the same thing in 2005. This one I agree with. 71% of Americans believe there are too many reality shows on TV. I completely agree with that. Yet again, one of those things, if you don't watch it, if you don't get into it early, then you miss it. You have to start early, and you have to stick in through even the bad episodes. I saw the show last night. I forget what the name is of it is. But it's a new show, and it's about like these three couples. They seem like, you know, not rich, but well-to-do couples, and they're all having problems in their relationship. It seems like the theme is that they all have the same therapist, who's also having problems, it seems, in their relationship. But what was a trip about the show is the amount of, there was a lot of sex in the show, and it wasn't subtle. There was, you know, it was like almost soft porn, in a way. And whenever I'd get, it's almost like it was perfectly timed, because whenever I got tired of the plot, or it didn't really have a plot, whenever I got, I said, oh my, all these people just, you know, they're just being cranky with each other and the relationships aren't working. It just seemed like too much of a mess, right, to be watching. Then they'd throw some sex in. So I would keep, you know, I'm a human being. It kept, what can I say? It kept me hooked in for a couple more minutes. 303-713-7600. Andy, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, Mario, how you doing today?
Good, how are you, sir?
Good, good, good. I was going to say a lot of the best new shows are actually on Showtime. When you look at Weeds, when you look at Dexter, The Tudors was really good. They're just getting a lot of the best programming right now.
Yeah, well, that's the type of station that I watch. Like, I was watching a lot of HBO, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and those are the kind of shows that I could get into. But apparently, most people disagree with us.
Well, and if you
see, I don't even know what Dexter is about. Dexter looks kind of freaky to me. You know, the ads don't like make me want to tune in. But once again, I feel like, hey, it's kind of late for me to be into this. People are.
The way they finished the first season will make it very easy to start the second season fresh. And that one's starting, I think, next week, if I remember right.
Okay. You mean it hasn't? The new season hasn't started yet for Dexter?
Right.
And the guy's a murderer.
Is
that right?
He does blood spatter analysis for the Miami-Dade police, and he's a serial killer.
That's almost like being a televangelist or a big preacher who's also into meth and hookers.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the point, though, isn't it?
Right. Not that that would ever happen.
Oh, no, never.
Thanks for your call, man.
You bet.
303. I'll check that out. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Dexter. Yeah. The other thing is that then tonight we go into the OJ cable frenzy. Right? So Court TV's going to have to do something OJ related. All the Geraldo will be on TV talking to, arguing with somebody about OJ. All of that's got to kick in today. If it didn't already last night and I missed it, it's going to rev up today. OJ, if somehow you haven't heard, OJ's been arrested, and he's not even denying that he did. He's not even denying it. He went in to retrieve some memorabilia of his that was stolen from him, and he went in, but the only argument is whether he went in threatening with a gun or not. And that's he's not denying that he went after his own stuff. He's not denying that he was there. He's not denying, you know, most of the story. There's just a couple of nuances, a couple of details that he's denying now. So I don't know whether that makes the trial shorter or what happens with this. But he says, OJ says he can't call the cops. He got some, according to him, some stuff was stolen. Actually, I don't think this is in dispute either. Some people got a hold of some of his stuff, and he went to go get it. He says he can't call the cops, because when he calls the cops don't, you know, I don't know, they don't return his calls, or they just don't show up, or what the deal is. But apparently, let me put it this way, he's found them to be non-responsive. And so he took matters into his own hands, which is against the law. And so he's been arrested, but seems to be, to a certain extent, cooperating. And so, of course, we will have media overdrive on this tonight and tomorrow. And you know how these things are. They could, if there's a complication in the case or whatever, it could last for weeks. They could make this happen. Now, there are people that I've talked to, on either my radio show or on other shows I've done, who actually believe that when stories like this surface, that it's like that the media purposefully will overblow this story in order to avoid doing real news. And I don't think that's true. I think that what happens is that if you don't talk about this story and your competitor is, that you're going to lose ratings. And so it becomes like the self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, should our cable news programming divisions be more disciplined? Maybe, yeah. But I don't believe it's a conspiracy to obscure the truth. I think that the problem is that it's so market-driven and so many people have an appetite for this type of a story. That you know, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so I don't think it's like a conspiracy to obscure the truth, but it does, you know, or you know, the important issues of the day, but I think that it does. I think that, you know, it's one of those points, does the intention matter? And to a lot of people that I've talked to, the intention does seem to matter to them, even though whether I agree with whether it's a conspiracy or not, the impact is exactly the same. We have the exact same impact there. And that is that top stories get obscured. So my question to you is now, and I predict there'll be an OJ media frenzy. Maybe I'm wrong this time. Maybe I'm wrong. But when these type of stories surface, and top stories like the Iraq War get pushed off the shelf, Is this some type of media conspiracy, or is this just the media hole that we've dug ourselves into? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number. We're going to take a break now. My name is Mario Solis Mari, sitting in for the great Jay Marvin, right here on the Jay Marvin Show.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection, all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Weather outlook today, it should be mostly cloudy most of the day. We'll get some rain showers through the day and into the evening. Looking for a high of 79 right now, mostly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get ready for cooler weather now with 30% off your window or siding purchase from Tom Martino's number one choice, K&H Home Solutions. Plus, enjoy a year's worth of dinners for four at the Armadillo Border Grill. Call 303-421-7100 for details or visit khhomesolutions.com.
This is Artie, a financial planner who paid no attention when the industry rules for archiving his client correspondence were mandated. Now he's facing an audit. Artie's scared. Fines, loss of contract, sanctions, and more await him. This is Steve. Steve's a financial planner too, but he uses email archiving and compliance from Smarsh.com. Steve's on the golf course, knowing that Smarsh.com's got his back. Steve's confident and compliant. Get compliant with Smarsh.com. That's S-M-A-R-S-H.com.
Now that I look at winter coming on, I wish I were Mike Nelson. I wish I could tell how much snow we're going to get. But I'm not Mike Nelson, obviously, and I can't tell how much snow we're going to get. But I can tell you this, that if you're looking to buy a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive vehicle, the place to go is Rockies. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Privileged to be able to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about Rockies. Rockies Autos, where they have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and yep, SUVs. And numerous ways to finance. And the matching down incentive, which helps you out as well. Plus, as I always tell you, my friends are out there, so go see them. Tom and Marvell Shear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, all the gang at Rockies. Over 100 employees to take care of you. So if you say to yourself, I am not going to go through another winter without an all-wheel drive or a four-wheel drive, then you need to get out to Rockies. Check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., or get out there and see them in person, 63rd and Federal.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
The 60s, a time of exploring the inner self. Who am I? What is the nature of the soul? Why am I holding hands with nine total strangers?
Survive the 60s? GEICO offers car insurance with personal service just for you, including experienced driver discounts, average savings over $500, and GEICO's lifetime renewal guarantee. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all states.
Ed Schultz.
Monday on the Ed Schultz Show. The mission continues in Iraq, recruiting in poor communities in America. Will it intensify? Will there be more signing bonuses? MoveOn.org has taken out another controversial ad, and Rudy Giuliani is upset that MoveOn got a good rate for the New York Times. General Wesley Clark has written a book, A Time to Lead. He'll join us. We'll take your calls and have the latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, Monday at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of O.J. after all he's been through? He loves himself. He killed his ex-wife. He has two kids. His wife turned out to be a victim and corpse. And now he's going through a robbery investigation. And all you people care about is justice. He's a human. What you don't realize is that O.J.'s just stealing what originally belonged to him, and all you do is write a bunch of crap about him. He hasn't killed anyone in years. His book is titled, If I Did It for a Reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more.
It's 22
Leave
minutes.
Leave him alone. You're lucky he even murdered for you bastards. Leave O.J. alone. Please.
All right. Okay. It's 8:22. I guess it took a day for someone to put that up on YouTube. It's 8:22. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show.
303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Dean in South Dakota, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Like you said, I'm from South Dakota, and I'm traveling through Wyoming, so it's kind of a breath of fresh air to get your voice out here. I lose telephone reception quite easily here, and I just wanted to ask you, you were talking about the broadcast networks.
Yeah.
Where do you get your news from? Where do you find the most fair and balanced reporting from?
Well, you know what? I've given up on fair and balanced. I'll tell you the truth. I've given up on fair and balanced. The only reason I'm concerned about network news is because most Americans still get 80% of their news and information from the networks. And so I'm concerned about it, but I don't depend on them. What I do is I scour, news stories on the internet. I compare them to each other. You know, if something is interesting to me, I'll try to get information, on that particular topic. So I just have found it, and I know that a lot of people don't have time to do that. And that's why, there's people like me to talk about it. Right. But I mean, I can't point to you like this is a great source. That's 100% correct. I just do a lot of scouring. And what has happened is that I find that most of, that I could get some good factual information, on, blogs. I get a lot of stuff about, policy, the way policy interacts with politics on Daily Kos. I get a lot of stuff that's like juicy and, from mydd.com. I get, but I also, visit the right-wing blogs to see what they're talking about. And I just, I just try to splice it all together.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that information. And is there any chance that we'll get to hear your voice on a regular basis here on 760?
And this is a strange business radio, and so I'm glad you asked me because I would certainly be more than pleased. I can't believe, and you've given me the opportunity to say this, the warm reception that I get each and every time that I speak on AM 760. And so, from your lips to God's ears.
Well, I'm always glad when I tune in and hear you, so I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you for your time. And he called 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. On TMZ.com, this is unbelievable because I didn't even know about this wrinkle in the story. Somebody actually taped O.J. bursting into this guy's house and demanding his stuff back. Or his alleged stuff, and you could list now through the beauty of the internets, you could actually hear the audio on DMZ.com. We cannot play it for you because
it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, John.
I'm trying to get us a little small clip of it right now, so give me just a couple seconds.
I was trying to think. As I was listening to it right now, we need at least, 15 seconds without a cuss word to make it beep. But apparently, OJ has potty mouth. If nothing else, he has potty mouth. And you got something, John? You think we could get away with? Okay, John, we'll play a little bit of it now.
You can steal my
cell phone. That wasn't Morse code, ladies and gentlemen. That was actually the cleanest clip of this amazing audio tape of OJ bursting into this guy's house and asking for his stuff.
And I listened to the whole thing, Mario, and you can hear him telling people to sit down and get up against the wall, and so it doesn't look good.
It does not look good. You could hear the thing at TMZ.com. I wouldn't put it on my speakers. If there were children around, I'd use earphones, or if you're at work. But clearly it sounds pretty menacing. But that being said, my other question is, who was stupid enough to steal stuff from O.J. Simpson? There's another question right there. Who is this person that stole O.J. Simpson's stuff? Doesn't seem like a smart move. But apparently somebody, not only did they steal his stuff, but then they kept it, they stayed in town and they kept it in their house. It just seems like a ridiculous thing to do. So this is, we'll see how this all turns out. It doesn't look good for OJ once again, though. Now there's audio tape, and I'm sure that they'll have no problems, playing this to a jury. The question is, how is a jury going to react when it's like, okay, this guy, let's say it proves out that OJ is telling the truth about this, that this stuff is actually his, which, by the way, it looks that way. So OJ went to retrieve his stuff, but did it in a menacing way, supposedly using guns. And it sounds to me, by listening to the audio tape, that guns were involved, because he's telling the guys, put your hands up against the wall. Why would people do that? Why would he say it, and why would people obey if there wasn't a gun there? But, of course, I'm listening to audio tape. I'm not watching videotape, so I don't know. But that being said, and I'm not excusing him, but how is the jury going to react to the fact that he's out getting his own stuff? And a lot's going to depend on where this is tried, and apparently it's going to be tried in Vegas. And those judges are elected, for the most part, or appointed by elected officials. So it's going to be interesting to watch. And believe me, you're going to see a lot of it. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. When we get back, Chuck Hagel, a GOP senator, says that the Republican Party has been hijacked by incompetence. I guess he just figured that out. We'll talk about that. Is the Republican Party going to be able to recover by 2008? I want to know what you think. 303-713-7600 is the number. My name is Mario Solis Maric, sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 8:30, which means that Gina Michaels has a traffic update for us. Right, Gina?
That's right, Mario. Thank you. Two-vehicle crash. I-70 eastbound near Pecos. We're struggling along that stretch between Sheridan and York. We've also had a problem with a semi on the ramp from southbound I-25 to Santa Fe. And we're seeing heavy traffic now northbound I-25 between Lincoln, C-470. Definitely on the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike between Sheridan and Church Ranch. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies with scattered storms throughout the day and into the evening. We're going to get a high of 79, tonight 51, and right now mostly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado customers. Find the Colorado...
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
A huge milestone is about to be accomplished by Larry H. Miller, the 1 millionth car sold. Enter the Drive to a Million sweepstakes for your chance to win tons of prizes, including Honda personal watercraft, Nintendo Wii consoles, home theater systems, and $1 million. Visit any Larry H. Miller dealership or go online at LHM.com to enter. The Larry H. Miller Drive to a Million sweepstakes. A million cars, a million prizes.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies.
Don't miss 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Dodgers.
Home again.
Again Pet Recovery Service.
Our family's on a road trip, and we stopped, and our dog, Jake, he jumped out of the car. He's gone.
Okay, I'm sending out a lost pet alert for your location right now.
Home Again is the only proactive pet recovery network that sends a lost pet alert to local vets, shelters, and pet rescuers to help reunite lost pets with their families no matter where they get lost.
It's the Home Again Pet Recovery Service. We found Jake.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Ask your vet about Home Again. Always looking out for your pet.
Others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Call now to try your demo of IQ absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986. 1-800-500-1986.
Do you think thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent, but if your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor, and you could be making one of 8 costly investment mistakes right now. That's why Fisher Investments is offering a free special report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours absolutely free at 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842. 1-800-700-4842.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
This is Mario Solis Maric, and this is the J. Marvin Show. I'm sitting in for Jay today. Jay will be, fret not, Jay will be back tomorrow right here on AM 760, Denver's Progressive Talk. You could get, in the meantime, you could give me a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. And I'm loving it, and especially if you're a conservative, I want you to call because I love the fact that you're texting me at am760.net, am760.net. But you could call me, too. John Turk will not bite you. Right, John?
I'm usually pretty nice to the callers.
There you see? And I believe that. I get this... here's one of I can't read them all. We're getting a lot, so I can't read them all. But I love this. I was just talking... If you just tuned in earlier... I was talking about how Alan Greenspan thought that Clinton's economic program was the most brilliant economic program of all the presidents during the time in which he served as head of the Fed, the Fed head. And so I'm getting emails like this one, you know, and so then I said, you know, that how great, and I've always believed. Because I experienced it personally that, you know, that the Clinton economy was the best. And so, you know, I said that. So I'm getting a thing like this one. It says, anybody who knows anything about economics knows we're in a secular bear, which began in 2000. It was preceded by a secular bull, which began in 1982. Right about the time Reagan and the Democratic Congress cut taxes. The next bull market should begin about 2016 after the current housing bubble is worked out of the economy. Smoke it. That's how he's like, smoke it. Like, you know.
Hey, Mario, if I can interject, anybody who starts out by saying anybody who knows anything about, you can just shoot it down right away.
Right. Because... obviously, this guy doesn't think that Alan Greenspan knows anything about economics. Anybody who knows anything about economics, right there, he's talking about, and it's like, I was quoting Alan Greenspan. But as I said earlier, because Alan Greenspan said stuff that conservatives don't agree with, suddenly he doesn't know anything about economics. If he had said Clinton sucks and Bushonomics are fabulous, then everybody talking about how brilliant Alan Greenspan is. So I got a few like that, and they're all welcomed.
303-713-7600 is the number, or am760.net is where you could text me. Brian and Thornton, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Hey, good morning, Mario. You're doing a great job for Jay.
Thank you.
I was just calling. I was listening to you, and I heard you talking about is it too late for the Republican Party? And I'm one of those Democrats that knows that it's never too late for the Republican Party. They may look like they're down and out, but I think they're just getting their gutter politic machine warmed up and ready to go for 2008, and you can never count those guys out.
You know, unfortunately, I agree with you. You could never count them out.
And that is why I love Obama. I think he's great.
Oh, I don't want to lose you. Get a little closer to your speaker there, whatever. I think we lost him, right? You got him?
Here.
Okay, go ahead.
But what I was saying is I think Obama's great and he's the future, but that's why I'm supporting Hillary Clinton, because I think she's strong and she's disciplined, and I really do think she is the only candidate that can go up against the Republican machine and come out with a victory in 2008.
And you're saying that because of why? Just to clarify your point.
Well, I've followed her and Bill Clinton ever since they've gotten the White House, and I just think she's a smart, brilliant woman. She's got an excellent, disciplined campaign. They have a great response mechanism going right now, and I don't know. I just think she's the one for the Democrats in 2008. Obama's great. Don't get me wrong. I think he's the future, and I think he's got a lot of great things to say. But I just think if Democrats want to win in 2008, Hillary's the way to go.
Well, thank you for your call, and I appreciate it. Yeah, and same to you. And he called 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Chuck Hagel, the reason this came up is because Chuck Hagel is on one of the Sunday shows. Oh, no, he was on Bill Maher. It was Maher. He was on Bill Maher. Do we have that clip, John? And he's basically saying, here, you can hear what he said.
I've heard a lot of Republicans in the last year or so say, I want my party back. I've heard John Danforth say it. I've heard Christy Todd Whitman, Colin Powell. Lawrence Wilkerson was on our show last week, said that. I imagine you're somewhat in the same camp. You think the Republican Party has been hijacked by incompetence and religious fanatics?
Oh, I think it's been hijacked by incompetency. I think that's what has driven the Republican Party right off the cliff. And we are not who we say we are. And that's at best dishonest. We've run up the biggest budget debt since FDR, and he had an excuse, and that was a world war and a depression. But we are going to see, I think, over the next few years, and this election next year, Bill, will begin a reorientation of our party, both parties, American politics. American people will demand it. The one sure thing about this country, I think more than any one thing over the last 200 years, aside from the fact that we are a nation of laws, is the good sense of the American people. And elections are about self-corrections, and we will self-correct.
And that's Hagel, Senator Hagel, basically saying the GOP's been hijacked by incompetence. And by the way, as a bonus there to this morning's conversation, talking about how crappy the GOP is on the economy. Agreeing with Alan Greenspan and agreeing with me. So here I am. I'm agreeing with top Republicans. How do you like that? You should text him. Text Hagel. Gary in Louisville. This is Mario on the Jay Marvin Show. Is it Louisville or Louisville?
It's
Louisville.
Yeah. All right. Hi, Mario. I just wanted to kind of add a comment to what the last caller said in reference to, first of all, his comment about the Republicans are never to be counted out, and they will be just opening up with all their guns as soon as it's necessary. And then his comment about how he favored Hillary, which, of course, is totally contradictory to me, because this is the person upon whom they will unload the most. And you know, it seems as though as smart as she is and so on and so forth, and as great as Bill was and so on and so forth, they seem to have a blind eye toward that. It's what destroyed the presidency.
Well, do you think they have a blind eye towards it, or do you think they just rather not? I mean, do you think they're actually blind about it, or do you think they just don't want to, you know?
Well, they may not want to admit that it exists, but
right.
The Republicans are just rubbing their hands in glee, hoping against hope that she gets nominated, because this is the opponent that they want. We want someone who can win, and I'm sorry, but that's not possible with her.
So you're clear that you have the opposite view as the other caller. He's saying she's the only one that could win, and you're saying too much baggage, she cannot win.
I think anybody but Hillary has got a chance. Who are you
supporting, Gary?
You know, I'm sorry, but I really haven't settled.
Okay.
I tend towards Obama. I'm keeping an open eye towards everybody. I mean, after all, we're still a year out.
Well, we're not, though.
No.
I mean, but Colorado's your primary's in March, isn't it? March or April?
That's right.
Yeah, so that's not a year. That's less than a year.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Colorado isn't going to decide. The convention is going to decide. And unless people open their eyes and realize that this woman cannot win, not against whatever it is that they've got that they're holding, they're not talking about right now.
Well, you know, I mean, I have to tell you, you bring up a very good point, and thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And he called 303-713-7600. This is the painful thing that people are whispering to each other in Washington, D.C. What you just heard this gentleman say is what consultants are like, you know, in a quandary about in Washington, D.C. The fact of the matter is the earlier caller said, she could take on the right wing. If anybody has the experience of a right wing, how to fend off right wing attacks, it is Hillary Clinton. But then the other side is, and we heard kind of the other day, I had transportation former mayor of Denver and transportation secretary Federico Pena, who just endorsed Obama, allude to the fact that the reason that he likes Obama is because Obama doesn't have all these past battles that he said the other candidates do. When I specifically asked them, are you talking about Hillary? And he said, well, just all the other candidates. But I left with the impression he was talking about Hillary. But that being said, I mean, I'm not sure that there's also another, and I'll put this up, there's another point of view here, and that point of view is that they've hit her with everything. I mean, they've made up stuff. I don't think they're holding anything in their back pocket. Because at the last round, the last experience with the right-wing Hillary haters was that they got to the point where they needed to make stuff up. And so if they had anything in their back pocket, they would have, you know, they wouldn't have to be making all the stuff up that they made up. David Brock, you know, the head of Media Matters for America, used to be a right-wing writer, and they were paying him to make stuff up, and he admits it. So I don't know if they have anything in their back pocket, but the question is, will their lies take hold, is really what that's all about. And really, I guess that's the question. You know, who's your candidate for the Democratic nomination or the Republican nomination? Let me know. 303-713-7600. Does Hillary have too much baggage? Does Obama have not enough experience? And is Edwards too pretty? I guess those are the issues the right wing wants us to talk about. 303-713-7600. My name's Mario Solis Maric. I'm sending for the great Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. And now traffic with Gina Michaels.
Thank you, Mario. Well, we're in decent shape. I still have those heavy traffic across the north side of town, including eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City and southbound I-25 Thornton and North Glen and towards your downtown commute. Eastbound I-70 bogged down by a crash near Pecos, and we've got problems on the ramp from southbound I-25 to Santa Fe. That's involving a semi, so you may want to steer clear of that area. Weather outlook today, it should be mostly cloudy. We're going to see rainstorms throughout the day and into the evening. High of 79. Right now, mostly cloudy and 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers and...
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new Deuce procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
So I'm driving through town in my Chevy, and I see this restaurant is bragging about its world's best burgers. I wonder if they knew another restaurant down the street had the exact same sign. That got me thinking about all the claims people make about being the best. I guess with burgers, it's no big deal. Mess up a burger, you get indigestion. Mess up the maintenance on a Chevy truck, and someone's walking. So when I need work done, I go back to my Chevy dealer, to the experts in the Goodrich service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
In my opinion, they're the best in the world. Just last week, I asked for an oil change, four-tire rotation, and a Goodrich multi-point vehicle inspection. For my Chevy, it's Goodrich and go. And as for that hamburger chain, don't believe them, because I make the best burgers in town.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Fall is a great time to Goodrich and go for all your maintenance needs. See your local Chevy Goodrich dealer today or log on to Goodrich.com.
Then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, and this is very, very important. The Pendulum Foundation, representing the rights of kids serving hard time in adult prisons. Colorado is ground zero in the battle to promote change and provide second chances for youth that are buried behind bars for life. It's time to take a look at punishment in a new way. Time to transform lives and not end them. The Pendulum Foundation needs your help. So donate or support by going to pendulumfoundation.com or call 303-841-4269. That's 841-4269.
Do you know what the biggest problem with computers is? Not having one. Because email seems to be the only way people communicate these days. But here's the good news. Now you don't need a computer to receive email. All you need is your regular phone line and the new Presto services with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Just plug it into your phone jack and presto. You're connected. Email and color photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Presto makes the perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use computers. For free information that will show you how quickly and easily Presto can get everyone connected, call now, 1-800-900-2039. Now anyone can receive email and photos from friends and family without an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line. It's a perfect gift for loved ones who don't want to use a computer. For your free information about Presto, call now, 1-800-900-2039. That's 1-800-900-2039. 1-800-900-2039.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. Jay will be back tomorrow. I am the substitute today. Give me a call, 303. No spitballs, though. Give me a call, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. John from Aurora, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, John.
Yeah, you're doing a great job this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling in is that I'm a Democrat and I'm torn because I love that, I believe that Hillary would make a great president, and I love the things that Obama says. And the fact that he doesn't have experience makes me believe that he won't come in and try to do things, you know, business as usual. But I am very concerned about the fact that I grew up in the South. Mm-hmm. I believe that Colorado is a very enlightened part of the country, but I don't think it's reflective of the entire country.
Right.
So I really don't believe that Hillary nor Barack could be elected because of the racism and sexism that is still in this country.
Well, John, you bring up the, what is it now? It's probably the $135 million question, because that's basically, you know, what just this first, what the primary is going to cost, probably. But let me share something with you that the entire strategy in the past for the Democratic Party has been to figure out a way to win the South.
Right.
And of course, ever since the Civil Rights Bill was signed by Johnson, Democrats have not been able to win the South, right? And so it's been a problem. And I think the one time that we did was with Carter.
Okay.
And he was a son of the South, and he was, you know, he had a lot of things going for him. A big part of that too was that he had a big Christian base. He had, you know, he had initially when he won.
I remember that.
You know, he really did have a Christian base. Now, when they saw him pursuing other policies, he lost them along the way. But I mean, he did win with that.
Right. I guess my biggest.
That being said, real quickly though, that being said, John, that is no longer that's a strategy that won't work regardless of who our nominee is. And what I think the Democrats have to focus on is winning the Southwest and maybe Florida. But like those other deep South states are out of our reach still, and they'll be out of reach to Edwards. They'd be out of reach to Biden.
Right, because you know? I'm from North Carolina.
Right.
So I do want to support Edwards, but I just, again, back to Barack, I remember when Jesse Helms was running against a gentleman named Harvey Gantt, former mayor of Charlotte.
I remember that.
And when Jesse was about to lose, he pulled out the big guns, basically saying, do you want a black man representing you?
Right.
And it was a landslide as far as votes going towards Jesse Helms. And it just scares me that could happen again.
Well, you know, John, and thank you for your call. And by the way, it can happen again. And that's why the strategy should not be dependent on the South. And that's why the emergence of the Latino voter phenomenon is so important to the Democrats, and it's so important, and it's so horrible for the Republicans that they've alienated the Latino vote. Because if you look at the margins in which we lost in key southwestern states the last time around, we were well within the margin of victory if we had focused on those states instead of trying to, you know, pretend, you know, that we really could win the South. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Once again, I'll clarify, I don't think any of them could win the South. I don't think Hillary could, Obama could, or Edwards could, or Kucinich, or any of them. But we can win, you know, by focusing on a southern state and then really, really moving the Southwest. Alonzo in Aurora, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
How you doing? The guy who was just on basically said kind of the same thing I'm talking about. I'm a black man and he was white, but I kind of feel the same way. Hillary is, I think, would make a good president. Obama, I think, would make a good president. Obama, they talk about experience. Experience to me is having a commander in chief who's able to get people around him to assist him in doing his mission. And I think both of those would make good presidents. However, I do agree that the South is not going to go with it, and I think a lot of people who talk about they like Hillary will probably not vote for her.
Right.
I would like to see Wesley Clark and Richardson as the vice president be the nominee of our party. And I know I'm a black man, and I'd like to support Obama, and I'd like to support Hillary also, and I will support either one that if they get it.
Right.
I think Wesley Clark and Richardson as the vice president would make a good ticket.
That would be a dream. Thank you, Alonzo, for your call. And you said a mouthful there, most of which I agree with. And the only thing is that, as you probably know, Wesley Clark just endorsed Hillary Clinton. And actually, he's going to be on the J. Marvin Show on Friday.
Okay.
At 7 a.m., so you'll be able to listen to him then as well. But I do agree, he's an amazing candidate. I was always very excited about him, and he has endorsed Hillary Clinton. But we'll see how this pans out, and thank you for your call. Okay. And Alonzo called 303-713-7600. Do I have time for one more, John, or should we take our break? We got a break now. Okay, we're going to take a break. If you're on hold, we'll get to you when we get back. 303-713-7600 is the number. Not only will we take your calls, but it looks like we have our brand-new Betito Gonzalez, a nominee. We'll talk about him. And also McCain wants to deport. No, not immigrants. Members of MoveOn.org. My name is Mario Solis Maric. This is the J. Marvin Show. It is 9 o'clock.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
Did you know, by law, minimum credit card payments are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free 5-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. President Bush has named retired New York federal court judge Michael Mukasey to be Attorney General. In the Rose Garden announcement a few minutes ago, Mr. Bush emphasized Mukasey's experience hearing high-profile terror cases.
Said Mukasey's clear-eyed about the threat our nation faces. As a judge and a private lawyer, he's written on matters of constitutional law and national security.
Mukasey described his own guiding principles.
To pursue justice by enforcing the law with unswerving fidelity to the Constitution.
Now President Bush is calling for quick Senate confirmation.
I'm Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. Given their experience with outgoing Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, Democrats can be expected to give a good grilling to any nominee. But by picking a respected former judge, President Bush has chosen to avoid a knockdown, drag-out fight over confirmation.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
Politics a little more than usual in the American Cancer Society's latest TV ad campaign. Ads on behalf of Americans with little or no health insurance.
We're making progress, but it's not enough if people don't have access to the care that could save their lives.
The $15 million campaign focuses on the challenges of getting care without insurance. The Cancer Society believes health insurance gaps are one of the biggest obstacles to cutting cancer rates. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is out with a $110 billion health care proposal.
She would provide tax credits for people so that they wouldn't have to spend more than a certain percentage of their income for insurance.
Says Ron Pollack of Families USA, a group that's been pushing the government to do more for the growing number of uninsured Americans. Don't let nobody out of this room. O.J. Simpson's apparent declaration on an audio tape that surfaced on TMZ.com, said to be from inside the Las Vegas hotel room Simpson and two others allegedly broke into.
O.J. was upset. I don't know if the word is mad. O.J. was extremely upset.
Sports collector Ron Fromong says he was inside that hotel room. Simpson's held without bail. A court date is set for Thursday. On the Gulf Coast of Florida, folks in the town of Cape Coral worry about hurricanes, but it was a tornado last night that damaged about 40 homes and businesses. Bo Stenger works at a resort there.
It was almost over before it began. You know, it hit so quick that we didn't even know what hit us, really.
Power was restored to most of the town this morning. Actor James Spader was sitting near the cast of The Sopranos at last night's Emmys, and he won for Best Actor in a Drama, rubbing out Sopranos lead heavy James Gandolfini.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I just stole a pile of money from the mob.
Spader won for Boston Legal. The Sopranos did win for Best Drama. 30 Rock won for Best Comedy. Sally Field took home her third Emmy for Brothers and Sisters. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 38, the NASDAQ off 24. This is CBS News.
Taking care of business, Office Depot.
Do you know that Office Depot rewards you for shopping? Sign up now for the new Office Depot Work-Life Rewards Program. It's bigger, better, and more rewarding than ever. Now you get 10% back on ink, toner, paper, design, print, and ship purchases. Plus, 1% back on nearly everything else you buy. It's free, and there's no limit to the amount of rewards you can earn. Rewards are given as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. Excludes HP ink and toner. Go to myworkliferewards.com for details.
As you can see, the branch fell right into this house.
The piece of fence flew about 50 feet.
It pretty much ripped right out of the ground.
The whole right side of the house is virtually uninhabitable. This giant hole in the window was caused from, can you believe it, patio furniture.
After a storm, make sure there's nothing to report from your home. Have a Farmers Insurance agent assess your property for potential risks and help keep damage to a minimum. Get your free evaluation today. Call 1-800-FARMERS for a Farmers agent near you. Not available in all areas.
I'm Susan Witkin with an AM 760 local news update. Coach Shanahan on the heart-stopping Broncos win this regular season.
They're trying to kill me. That's what I said. I said, hey, you guys, I swear somebody's trying to kill me. Pat said he's trying to kill him, too. So,
Coach Shanahan's last-second timeout call forced the Raiders to re-kick a field goal, and that opened the door for a Jason Elam kick to win the game 23-20 in overtime. Victory puts Denver at 2-0 on the season. CU police turning dozens of students away at Folsom Field Gate Saturday for fear of a catastrophe. Former President Clinton is in the metro area today. The Aurora Economic Development Council is Clinton's first stop. He'll talk about leadership in the 21st century. Then he'll head up to Boulder for a campaign fundraiser for his wife, Hillary. Sprint Nextel introducing a new device aimed at overcoming poor signal quality inside homes and buildings. The device will operate over the Internet as well as wireless networks. It's being sold starting today in stores in Denver and Indianapolis. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Susan Witkin. Now, here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Susan. We're looking pretty good around the metro area. Looks like all of our wrecks and problems out of the way. Southbound I-25, still a little sluggish, 104th to 84th, and we've got the usual slow pocket downtown. Eastbound 6th was stacked up as well between Sheridan and I-25. Security wait time at DIA, 30 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy. We'll get scattered storms throughout the day and into the evening. High today is 79, low tonight 51.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the Internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the Internet using sites like eBay. Selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-1329. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
303-713-7600. 303-713-7600 is the number to call if you want to be part of the program. We will get to your calls, and just right now we'll get to your calls. But I just also wanted to tell you, I saw two different news stories in the Denver Post. Not news stories, two different opinion pieces about Tom Tancredo taking matching funds. And I don't know if you realize this, but Tom Tancredo is I've endorsed him to I figured early on that I should not only endorse a Democrat for the presidential nomination, but I should also endorse a Republican. And I haven't endorsed a Democrat yet. I'm still checking it out. But I knew Tancredo was my guy for the Republican nomination. Because not only could he lose horribly, but he has the extra added bonus of further alienating Latinos from the Republican Party, so he's kind of a 2-4 for me. You know? He plays out in two different ways just beautifully. So I've endorsed Tom Tancredo. But apparently he got matching funds. And we'll talk about that in just a second, because I think it says a lot about the current state of the quote-unquote conservative movement. 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. Kevin from Fort Collins, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Good morning, Marvin.
Good morning, Kevin. You're on the air.
Yeah, Mario, I wanted to throw out there that I agree with your choice with Tancredo. Matter of fact, I just called his office last week just to show you what a phony he is. And remember the Mexican trucks coming across the border?
Right.
And he's so tough on immigration, wants to build walls and have border guards there, shoot to kill. I mean, he just goes insane.
Right.
I talked to his office there in Washington and also in Denver. Making the lady told me that Tom wasn't making any statements about because it was already settled. I says, well, yeah, it was already voted against by the Congress and the Senate against it. And I says, this is an executive order. I says, how come Tancredo's always voting 100% for Bush, but he acts like he hates him so much? I says, if you look at his voting record, there is one thing on there that he's ever voted against with Bush.
Good for you, Kevin. What did they say to that?
Well, I asked.
Because I've always wondered that myself, too. I have tried to get him on my show so many times. He just will not book with me for some reason.
Oh, he's as phony as a $3 bill, and I'd love him to be the Republican candidate because it would just show the total racism that he's all about and a lot of the others that agree with him. But this is what she told me. She gave me the number of the campaign. She says, well, the congressman isn't making any comments on that. I says, he's not making any comments on it. What are you talking about? This is his life.
You know how shy he is, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much he hates the cameras.
Oh, it's astonishing. I says, this is a guy that wants to bomb Mecca. He's making comments about that, but he doesn't want to comment on Mexican. I says, I know people that their trucking companies are going to go under because of this, and they're big Republicans, and they're going to be turned off. Well, let me give you a campaign number. So I talked to them, and they said when I got them, all they wanted out of me was a campaign contribution or Republican friends that I know to have them get a hold of them, and they were going to schmooze it over. Oh, he's going to make a statement about it. He's going to make a – I go, well, when? Well, we're deciding on that and on and on and on. But can I get back to...
Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, sorry about that rant on Tancredo, but he does excite me quite a bit in the wrong way.
Me too, yeah.
I agree with what you're saying. But anyway, I think the person, if you want to watch and see who the Republicans are the most afraid to run against, Mario, all you got to do is watch Fox News, ABC, any of the right-wing outfits. And the one guy, the absolute one guy that they're scared to death about because he's polled so well against all the Republicans, every single Republican, is John Edwards. Okay?
Hey, by the way, Kevin, I have to tell you, what you just said is absolutely true. I've seen the polls, and very few people are saying, but I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to punctuate what you just said, that when you do head-to-head polls,
yes,
he does better than all the other Democratic candidates.
Well, he beats all the Republicans pretty
right.
much hands down, and that's why Fox and the rest of them are scared to death to even mention his name. There was even an article last week about Ritter. It's the same type of thing. If they're afraid of you, you get no notice. All the Republicans now, they're told by Dick Wadhams, the Republican national, or the local, the state chair here, not to mention Ritter's name. And it's the same way with Edwards. I mean, these people are smart, and they know how to manage the news, and they have it on their side most of the time anyway. So they're scared to death of Edwards, and your two callers before me alluded to the same thing. I know some people that moved here and live. They're from Alabama, and when you mention Obama or you mention Hillary, I mean the veins in their if they're trying to be polite, and the veins in their neck are sticking out.
Right.
I mean they just
no. I hear you. You know, I hear you. Thank you, Kevin.
These are people they absolutely want in. They don't want Edwards. He can win, and he could be our next president. Kucinich, I'd love him to be our vice president, or actually our president. But, you know, as a matter of fact, anybody up there, including Gravel, would be better than anything the Republicans have.
You're absolutely right. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for calling. And he called 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Kenny from Vail, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hi, just want to have one thing to say. I think the Democrats can win the South because didn't Clinton win Arkansas twice and even Louisiana?
Yeah, I mean, when I talk about winning the South, I mean actually winning the South, not just the state here or there. I mean, and I agree, Clinton, you know, well, first of all, Clinton won his state. You know, when you run for president and you've been the governor from a state, you need to at least win that state. You know, that's like a given. But, you know, you're right about Louisiana. But at the same time, I just don't see, let me put it this way, let me be very specific. I don't see any of these Democrats winning more than maybe one or at the most two southern states. It's just not going to happen. And I think it's a mistake as a party when we've kind of bought into, on a number of different levels, and here's another example of it, where we buy into the strategy that the Republicans want us to play. And the Republicans want us to play, you know, we got to win the South to be a legitimate president. And the fact of the matter is that there are plenty of other states that add up to the same amount of votes. I mean, we need maybe Florida, which has always been within our reach, and becomes so more every year. You know, so we do need a state like Florida. We could probably get, you know, Arkansas again. Louisiana is lost. I mean, the voter registration since the hurricane has gone red as people, poor people, have been moved out and been dispersed into other states. But you know, at Texas is a possibility, believe it or not, this year. But really, we have to focus on the southwestern states and bolstering, you know, places like Ohio.
Yeah, and if we can win Texas, we win the presidency. That's, what, 18 votes right there?
Yeah, now, I mean, that's a big one, but that one's going to be close. Cornyn is polling horribly over there. There's a lot of reason to believe that there is this huge, you know, Latino backlash against the Republicans, which they usually vote with, not as much as Republicans would like you to believe, but enough to help them out in Texas. And so, you know, there's all these different factors where I believe Texas to be in play. But let's say it isn't. We still have other states where we came awfully close and where the right get-out-the-vote strategy would have been huge for us.
Yeah,
and
I think if anyone's going to pull one of those states, it has to be the Clintons. I'm always going to make it in the South at all. Clintons are really smart there, and Hillary's more centrist than left, so that appeals to the southern vote. So
that's true too. But and thank you for your call. We need to take a break here, and I appreciate it. And
I one more thing to say about Tancredo. There's something no one's mentioned, and you know Lou Dobbs going on about the immigration issue.
Yeah.
They always say they support legal immigration to the United States. We really don't have legal immigration. We have a visa system or a green card lottery, which is up to chance. And if someone comes on a visa, it's a visa. They have to renew it or go home. Like Canada, Australia, there's a point system. And if you're educated and you have skills, you make the mark and you come there and you work. So this whole thing about supporting legal immigration, I don't think there's any legal immigration to the United States, to be honest.
You're absolutely factually correct. Thank you for that. No, it's true. And what you say, most people miss. Everybody says, oh, people have to stand in line. There's no line. There's no line for, you know, unless you're going after one of these high-end visas, you know, with in very specialized fields. There really is no line. Thank you for your call. We'll take more of them when we get back. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls. And it turns out Tom Tancredo is getting government welfare to help his presidential campaign.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-421-4991. That's 1-800-421-4991. 1-800-421-4991.
You're there, middle age. So how you doing? Are you aging well? Are you healthy? How's your heart and your energy level? Are you sleeping well? Do you get up motivated and excited about life? Or are you depressed and tired, wondering where the years went? Struggling with anxiety and depression is hard, but it can be even harder as you get older. Good nutrition plays a vital role in maintaining overall well-being and good health. I'm Lucinda Bassett, president of Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I want to send you a free 30-day supply of my new vitamin supplement called Good Days that supports your physical and mental well-being. It supports energy, clarity of thinking, mood, as well as good health and disease prevention. Simplify your life. Feel better. Call now for your free one-month supply of Good Days.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956. 800-971-9956.
Smoking, that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Best of all, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. But you must call Final Smoke today.
Call 1-800-781-4856. That's 1-800-781-4856. Call Final Smoke now at 1-800-781-4856. Again, 1-800-781-4856.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
So there's a couple of different stories, right, in the Denver Post about Tom Tancredo. You know, the congressman, I guess I should say that, and the congressman Tancredo, and the fact that he's taking matching funds for his failed bid to be president of the United States. Nobody in their right mind, and even people that are not completely in their right mind, like Tom Tancredo, believe that he's going to win the GOP nomination to be president of the United States. And so he's, but that doesn't stop him from putting his hand out and accepting matching funds for his presidential campaign. I mean, Babe, by the way, this is the way I know that he's not serious, is that Babe Buchanan is his campaign manager. So right away, from the day you start and you decide to have Babe Buchanan as your campaign manager, you're running a message campaign that will end up getting, you know, you'll end up, this is what happens when you hire Babe Buchanan. Number one, it's a message campaign. Nobody in the Beltway takes you seriously. No, none of the people, none of the heavy hitter donor people take your campaign seriously if you hire Babe Buchanan to be your campaign manager. That's number one. Number two, you will get a bunch of donor dollars and you'll somehow mistakenly end up speaking to some racist organization somewhere during the campaign. It always seems to happen to her candidates. And then after you speak to the racist organization and the media happens to find out, then you'll say that you didn't know they were really a racist organization. It seems to happen in Babe Buchanan's campaigns for some reason. The other thing that inevitably always happens to Babe Buchanan's candidates is that they lose. So, that being said, for Tom Tancredo to come out and be taking matching funds for a campaign he knows he loses, it's just abuse. I mean, it's just abuse of the system. He's taking matching funds to pay Babe Buchanan. He's matching the funds, some of which, inevitably, because it's a Babe Buchanan campaign, will come from, you know, people involved in white supremacist groups in order to pay her salary. So he could walk around, you know, and be a message candidate. All of that being said, there's a guy that writes there for the Denver Post, John Andrews, who apparently, from what I'm reading here, just the tone of his piece is he's a supposed conservative who talks about how terrible public-funded campaigning is. You know, and it's talking about Tom Tancredo, and you got to read this piece. It was in Friday's Denver Post. The guy's name is John Andrews, and the name of the piece is Down with Tax-Funded Campaigning. And in this one piece, he talks about how terrible tax-funded campaigning is, but how he understands why Tom Tancredo has to take it, and how he's hoping that once, Tom Tancredo win, that he'll stop public funded campaigning. So basically, and this is why I bring this up. I bring it up because it's the typical conservative principle that you could use the ladder that's been laid out for other people to help you as long as you promise to pull up that ladder later. You could use this program, which is basically affirmative action for fringe candidates. And I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I'm just calling it what it is. You have Tom Tancredo taking advantage of an affirmative action program here. And this guy, John Andrews, who, you know, saying that even though he hates that program exists, it's okay because Tom Tancredo needs it as long as he promises to take it away for other people. And that's the current thinking of the conservative movement right there in a nutshell. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Don from Littleton, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Good, Don.
Yeah, I'm in my 70s, a union member, and I had to file last year and independent so I could vote for Tancredo, because he's the only one around who's got anything to say about getting rid of all the Mexicans out of this country. I have relatives that have lost jobs on account of these Mexicans. They're carpenters and roofers, they used to be. Because they used to work $18 to $20, $25 an hour. But now, if they want to go out and do that kind of work, they can only get $8 or $10 an hour because of the Mexicans. And he's the only one that's trying to get them out of the country.
So many things you said right now, and I want you to hang on with me. But so he's the only, first of all, I completely disagree with your position, and I'll tell you why on the substance of the issue. But when you talk about Tom Tancredo, he's the only person in the country?
One of the main ones.
Okay, so he's one of the main ones. Now, why should he qualify for tax? Why should my tax dollars go to subsidize his hate speech?
It's not a hate speech. It's what the American people want. They want to get rid of all
Don, and I'm telling you the truth.
I used to live in L.A. That's why I moved out of that area.
So you moved from Los Angeles to Colorado, and you were still shocked that there were Mexicans around.
Yeah, now they're getting more and more, and I'm tired
of it.
They're taking jobs.
Well, try Iowa. That's a, you know, might be easier.
I got two sons that used to be carpenters. They can't make a living.
Don.
I'm fortunate enough to help support them to make their house famous because they can't do it on account of the Mexicans.
Right.
Don, you know, $50 bounty.
Number one, I want to thank you for calling because I want people to hear, you know, a member of Tom Tancredo's base. So I'm really
the majority of the American people want to get rid of the Mexicans.
Don, say it again. And this is what Tom, and I want you to be clear
but we're talking about
Tom right now, right? And so would you agree with me if I were to say Tom Tancredo wants to get rid of the Mexicans in this country? Would you agree with that statement?
We need to get rid of them.
Okay.
Thank you for your...
Tom, you don't know how much you helped me this morning. I appreciate your call, sir.
We need to have illegal ones come over, not illegal.
Don, I cannot... Thank you for your call. You don't know how much I appreciate you this morning, sir. Thank you for calling 303-713-7600. There it is, folks. 303-713-7600. And people will... I can't get Tancredo on my show for some reason, and I'm glad that Don from Littleton has clarified what the Tancredo position is. Paul in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Well, I tell you, Mario, I'm sitting here, when I hear somebody like that, I can't believe people like that still are around in 2007. You know, it's like I've become an agnostic in the last year. So I think I want all the people of religion to get the hell out of the country.
Right.
You know, honestly, it's just that person like that is just amazing to me. That they don't understand the economics of it. Anyways, the question I have for you, Mario, although I think I have an idea why this is. I worked a booth at Cinco de Mayo, and then also I worked a booth at the El Grita Festival this weekend down on Santa Fe in Denver.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, this may be a sign of how much racism there still is going on in this country. I'm not sure, so I wanted to ask you, both at Cinco de Mayo and at El Grita, there are very few white people that come to the festivals. You know, more come to Cinco de Mayo, but still, it's mainly Hispanic people that come. I mean, why do you think that is?
You know, Paul, that's a really good question because somebody called me about this. Actually, somebody asked me that question last year because that happens here in L.A. as well. You know, and I was so freaking busy this week that I missed all the celebrations. I was just like, you know, working like crazy, but. I think it's because, you know, and like you said, over here it's the same thing. Everybody, you know, everybody's got a special on Cinco de Mayo, like, you know, some kind of margarita special or stuff, and it's, you know, it's turned into, like, you know, kind of like St. Patrick's Day, where it's mostly a bar hop, right?
Yeah.
But like, for the Grito, there's like really intense, you know, cool, very cool celebrations and stuff, and it still hasn't reached, you know, outside of the Latino circle. I think part of that has to do with advertising. Part of that has to do with people just don't know what it's about, and a lot of people in this country have confused Cinco de Mayo for Independence Day, too. So I think that's kind of part of it, but you're right, and there's a lot of things we don't know about. Like, for instance, here's one for me. Up until this year, and I'm embarrassed to say this, up until this year, I thought Oktoberfest was in October. You know, Oktoberfest starts, you know, doesn't that sound logical, though? But I mean, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but it isn't. It starts, what, next week?
Right.
It starts next week. And the only way I know that is because my engineer for my Monday through Friday program is actually going to Germany, you know, for Oktoberfest. And I was, he has all this information about it, and I always thought that it was in October. And so it's kind of these things that we don't know. We share this wonderful country, and we benefit from each other's experiences, but we only go so far, you know. I mean, if you grow up near an Italian neighborhood, then you know a lot about the Italian community. But if you don't, you don't, you know. And that's just, I think that's part and parcel. But I appreciate your call, Paul. By the way, before you leave, how was the celebration this weekend? I wish I could have been there. I could have been at any one of them. I was working my butt off.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, there was really good music and you know, of course, a lot of boosts.
Cool.
I love joining all kinds of cultural things. And
yeah, so do I, Paul. I'm with you.
Yeah.
They're cutting me off. I got to go.
I really enjoyed hearing you over these last few days.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right. You take care.
Paul, call 303-713-7600. More of your calls when we get back. My name is Mario Solis Maric. This is the Jay Marvin Show. Gina Michaels, is the traffic jam over yet?
Hey, Mario. Thank you. Yeah, it looks like we're doing well across the Denver area, I-25 North End. Just have one little wreck there, a couple of vehicles right near University, so we have a minor snag. South on I-25, still a little sluggish in the downtown area, I-72 Spear. Weather outlook today looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy. We're going to see rain showers throughout the day, possibly into the evening. High today expected of 79, right now mostly cloudy and 59 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce to get...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Gert, I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprint HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprint's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprint HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprint HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home. To be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage, 1-877-99-THERMAL.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for the great Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. It's 9:36 in Denver. You could give us a call at 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. By the way, this little tidbit came over the wire this weekend. I forgot to mention it today. Alan Keyes, remember him? African-American Republican from Illinois. I think he moved, though. Right-winger, conservative, etc. Announced that he is now running for the GOP nomination for the United States of America, for the president of the United States of America. So it's turning into quite a brawl over there on the right wing. You know, Alan Keyes' daughter, of course, if you remember, came. You know, it was discovered in the middle. He's very much of a right winger, anti-gay crusader. You know, anti-choice, etc. It turns out that his daughter, you know, was disclosing herself to be a lesbian on her MySpace page, which kind of threw a wrench into the whole deal over there for him. We'll see what he comes up with. But the right wing is feeling like they do not have, you know, a real standard bearer, and he's hoping to fill that gap. If we have callers that don't believe that Obama could win the South, believe me, Alan Keyes can. I don't care how nice they are to him, he cannot win the South. He cannot win the GOP. He won't get through the nomination process in the South for the GOP nomination. 303-713-7600 is the number. Mickey from Boulder, you're on the J. Marvin Show with Mario Solis Marich.
Mario, you've done a great job.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thoroughly enjoy your work, and attaboy to Kevin from Fort Collins. I really appreciate his call.
Yeah, he's a good, great caller.
If you could leave a note for Jay, if he's going to interview Wesley Clark on Friday,
yeah,
please ask Jay to ask Wesley Clark whether it serves us as a country to continue to refer to Iraq as the war in Iraq rather than the 52-month-old failed policy of occupation. And we continue to argue about the war and supporting the troops when the reality is it's an occupation, it's a failed occupation.
Right.
The Iraq Study Group 2 years ago, you know, said there's no graceful way out. But I would just like to hear Wesley Clark's
That'll be great, and I'll be sure to send Jay an email on that.
Please do.
Okay.
The second thing is, I was in Boulder last Thursday for Mark Udall finally had, after spending a whole month fundraising so he can run for the Senate, had a town meeting.
Right.
The police presence was overbearing and stifling, and
We talked about it last week.
You know, Mr. Udall has lost my vote. I like where he stands on most issues. However, he does not understand that when he says, I'm going to support the group, I will continue to fund the troops, he basically says, I will continue to fund this failed occupation policy. I believe there is a way to responsibly support the troops and fund their withdrawal without giving this administration more money and more time to just continue this message.
Now Mickey, we actually did talk about that meeting for a couple days, you know, in a couple different days last week.
I couldn't get in.
I think the response from Udall's office is that the reason they had so much security is that there was, they had other security issues, and that the security there was not to, stifle debate, but that they had other, you know, security issues that were present that day.
Well, he also said that his office had nothing to do with having the war protester, basically taken out and put in jail. So, I'm questioning what I hear from his office. What I hear from him is, I'm against the war. He does not declare that he's against the occupation. And there were an awful lot of people there who did not get to raise their questions and concerns about ending the war and ending it now. And those people basically weren't called upon. I think a one-hour meeting.
Okay, no. You definitely made your point. I appreciate your call. We've got some other calls to get to. Thank you, Mickey.
Can I do one more?
No, Mickey. We got to move on, but I appreciate it. I appreciate your call. 303-713-7600 is the number that Mickey called. Kirk from Littleton, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Great job, too. I really am glad you're here.
Thank you, Kirk.
I want to go back to the caller before who talked about Thompson Tancredo.
Yeah.
And wanted to get rid of all the Mexicans.
Right.
Well, what really fries my chips, I guess, on all that is that all those guys and many of his cohort, they'll talk about no amnesty. And the interesting thing is that this has been going on for like 20 years. I think that original set of laws that they did not enforce was passed around 87, 89.
That's right.
Like
yeah.
So there's 20 years that went by, and it's only last summer that most everybody, quote, woke up, as if from a Rip Van Winkle sleep.
Right.
And so now Tom, I know, had been on it for, maybe 5-7 years before that. But my point is that for each of those 20 years, when each person came over, let's say illegally, and put up a roots here, raised a family, built a life, they were treated with amnesty because there was no penalty whatsoever brought against them. But then all of a sudden, when everybody wakes up, they want to have all these penalties and they want to ship them all home and they want no amnesty, when in fact what they've done is given them amnesty for 15, 20 years.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's a very good point, Kurt. And the thing about it as well is that the difficulty is also just the dilemma that we're in because of what you just said. I mean, what you just said is, what do you do then after you've allowed people to come here, settle down, and actually have children here, some of which are, have children here who are now American citizens, and all the complications thereof, and all we're getting from people like Tancredo and these others are like bumper sticker solutions when we have real lives and a real economy that we have to look after.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate your call. Kurt called 303-713-7600. Lori from Boulder, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, Mario. Thanks so much. I wanted to piggyback on what Kurt had to say, but I think he's mischaracterized it, calling it an amnesty for the last 20 years. What really has happened is America has used these people as a safety valve. We've used human beings as a safety valve for our economy. So we need to focus on what we've done wrong, not what they've done wrong. So this idea of starting by sealing the borders is backwards. We have 12 million people here who have to go back to take care of family members, and the woman who goes back to take care of her sick mother is going to come back here because her two-year-old is here.
Right.
So we need to start with comprehensive immigration reform, and it makes me very upset when I hear the Democrats get on the seal the border bandwagon, because
right.
That's backwards.
Yeah, no, it's very difficult. You know, I do a show that's mostly carried in Texas, and when you talk to the people that live on the border over there, they are incensed about the idea, the idea that a wall's going to be built, on a terrain that they've been used to looking across. And where they have real business and family relationships and friendships that cross borders, and yet they see the whole thing as an absolutely crazy debate. But we do need a form of comprehensive immigration reform, because it's like, at this point, all that's happened is that with the failure of the Senate to pass comprehensive immigration reform, we ended up in a situation where it's status quo, it's business like usual, and occasionally we do something ridiculous and cruel, quite frankly, like when we separate families. That was exemplified in, Elvira Arellano being separated from her son Saul just a couple of weeks ago in some kind of symbolic gesture, to the radical right. But I agree, we're a long way from solving this problem, but we have to look at it as it is. It's a dilemma.
It's a dilemma.
It's a complicated problem.
And Tom Tancredo is not helping it.
No.
I know you weren't here a couple of years ago when there was a Republican support the troops events on the state capitol, and Republican Treasurer Mike Kaufman would not stay on the stage with Tom Tancredo because Tancredo avoided the Vietnam War through a psychological disability having to do with panic attacks. And that's what we're seeing in his followers. So I want to know, why do you get out of the Vietnam War because of panic attacks, but you can go to Congress?
That's an interesting question, and I had no idea, and I'm so glad you called today.
It's in the Denver Post someplace.
I will find it. I will find it. Thank you for that. Listen, we got to take a break. We know we got a couple people on hold. Hang with me. I'll get to you at 303-713-7600. You learn something every day. 303-713-7600. My name is Mario Solis Marich. This is the J. Marvin Show, and now traffic with Rick Moore. Oregon.
Mario, we still have that little snag northbound I-25 at University, but it's just about out of the way, so a decent drive as you make your way up from the bridges into the downtown area. And the rest of the highway is slowly getting back up to speed. Southbound coming down through Thornton and North Glen looks a little bit better. Also, that stretch between I-70 and Spear starting to break free just a little bit. Still a few extra minutes as you make your way into the downtown area from the north end. I-70 looks pretty good on both sides of town. No worries on 225 making your way across Aurora. And that drive to and from Boulder in pretty good shape on the turnpike right now. The forecast, scattered showers, thunderstorms off and on throughout the day, a high in the upper 70s, cloudy with showers tonight, then clearing late, low 51, partly sunny and 78 tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy and 59 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers.
How's your vehicle handle during last year's winter storms? Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built into the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence, whether you're driving on ice or in the snow or even in clear conditions. These tires create safety for all seasons. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
State-of-the-art new tire technology is used to produce a product that has the quality and the appearance of any major manufacturer's tire, but will outperform any major manufacturer's tire on slippery surfaces, snow. Every Green Diamond tire sold means one less tire is sent to clog a landfill, and 3 to 7 gallons of oil are saved for a typical passenger vehicle size tire. Have I got your attention yet? And every Green Diamond tire has got thousands of bits of carbide bites built in that give you the ultimate traction. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
And now for the bonus round. If this little piggy went to market, how much milk did it buy?
4 gallons?
Correct. If a tree grows in Brooklyn...
A weed is cut in Staten Island.
Correct. How much gas do you use renting movies from Netflix?
None.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Netflix. It's that easy. 5 movies for $5 a month.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and 5 for 5 details.
At Check & Go, we're a lot like a bank.
We offer financial solutions, and we're safe and secure like a bank.
But Check & Go is different, too. You can get up to $1,000 with no hassles.
Check & Go is more affordable than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees. Visit CheckNGO.com for terms, locations, or to get a loan online. Or call 1-800-561-CASH. Check & Go is now open in Loveland at 1425 West Eisenhower Boulevard. See website for additional disclosures and licensing information. Always use cash advances responsibly.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And this is Mario Solis Maric sitting in for Jay Marvin. Jay will be back first thing tomorrow morning right here on AM 760, Denver's Progressive Talk. It's 9:52. We have time for just a few more calls. Tony in Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, Mario. I want to make a couple of fast points. The guy that, labor supporter that was in favor of Tom Tancredo?
Right.
That guy's got to learn his labor history. These people that pay the $6 and $8 he claims to the immigrant workers, they pay that because they don't want to pay him $25 an hour. They want to bust the unions. They want to eliminate the middle class. And that guy had better go back and read his history, the struggles that the unions went through. And another point is that Tom Tancredo, I'm Italian. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed of him. He doesn't know, or maybe he doesn't want to think about the fact that the Klan started in Colorado as the American Protective Association, which later became the Klan, to keep Italian and Irish Catholics out of this state. And one of the earliest, and I can't remember this, maybe one of the few lynchings down in what's now called Lodo along Cherry Creek was a Catholic priest that was
lynched
by these people. And it's been years since I researched this, but I think I'm remembering this pretty good. But, you know, there's a guy that I don't understand what his problem is. And another point kind of in along that vein is that, you know, the problems we've had here with Columbus Day in Denver.
Yes.
I wish that the Italian community and the entire Hispanic community could get together and celebrate Garibaldi Day, get rid of Columbus Day. Giuseppe Garibaldi, the guy who unified Italy, who fought down in South America along with Simon Bolivar and those people to free, you know, people down there, there's a man that should be celebrated, you know.
There you go, Tony. That's a great solution.
They have Garibaldi Days in many other cities, and we should have it here.
That's a great idea. Thank you for your suggestion. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Good talking to you. David from Lafayette, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hello, Mario. How are you doing today?
Good, David.
I'm just calling and just listening to the gentleman call a couple of calls prior. I believe his name was Don, upset, wanting to send all the Mexicans home and everything. I don't necessarily, you know, feel as strongly as he does, but I do feel Tom Tancredo does want to represent the American citizen and the American people, and he just wants to follow the rule of law. The laws are already on the books, and they need to be enforced, and that's how I feel about it.
Well, David, the problem with your analysis is that you must not be paying attention to his campaign. Tom Tancredo has declared publicly now 4 times that I could track that he wants to stop any and all immigration, period. That's
number one. I have followed his campaign, and I do know that he just wants a simulation of the people that are here already at this point because he doesn't want to lose the sovereignty of the nation.
The sovereignty of this great country, believe me, is not going to be undermined by nannies and janitors and you know, we're a much stronger country than
that.
But they
have to have a stopping point somewhere.
Right. And that's why I support comprehensive immigration reform. Unfortunately, Tom Tancredo goes beyond wanting to enforce the current laws and actually wants to do things that are harmful not only to human beings, but to the United States economy. But I appreciate your phone call. Ron from Denver, you're on the Jay Marvin Show with Mario Solis Maric.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Ron.
Real quickly, you know, we get posterior exams to get on airplanes. We're only allowed 3 ounces of any liquid in a container to come with us. You know, I'm really tired of being treated as if I were the enemy. And I got to tell you about immigration. If somebody chooses to come here and have a child and then gets deported, we as American citizens did not put that child in that position. The parents did. You know, as far as the wall, there's only 2 countries in the world that get criticized for defending their borders. And interestingly enough, it's America and Israel. And there's a big difference for having walls that keep people in and having walls that keep people out. And I think Tom Tancredo has a valid point. He's been shunned by this White House for years on this issue, and he's brought it to the forefront. You have to give him credit for that.
Well, no. Well, first of all, and because we're running out of time, I got to let you go. But first of all, Tom Tancredo may tell you that he's been shunned by this White House, but he's voted with this White House 99.9% of the time. So if he's getting shunned by them, it's because he doesn't know how to cut a deal. I mean, the bottom line is that while he portrays himself to be one way to the public, he's quite another way in Washington, D.C. That's number one. Number two, if you want to solve the immigration issue, then you need to have comprehensive immigration reform. Tom Tancredo, even though he's prone to panic attacks, from what I've told, knows that. What he's doing right now, he's pandering to a base. This is a very old trick in politics. There's nothing new about dividing people. There's nothing new about using anti-immigrant rhetoric to bolster yourself politically. This is as old as the country. There is nothing new about Tom Tancredo. It's all old stuff. And basically, that's why his campaign has only gotten like 6% of the support of the American people. My name is Mario Solis Marich. I've enjoyed my stay with you here the past few days. Thank you, John Turk.
Thanks for filling in, man. We enjoy having you.
Jay will be back in the morning. Take care, Denver. I'm off the air.
Are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test